Toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now,
the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as head of the PTL club.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, the government seems to be cheating, selling us to the enemy. And those who are supposed to be preaching are no.
Thursday of March 2014. I hope you're having a good day today. And yes, it's Pat and my son, but
we know there's a lot of happy people out here.
I got to hear the highlights, and I got to hear the rant and rave about Matthew McConaughey saying God, and so I got to go and watch his speech all over again. So the highlights were happy and Matthew McConaughey.
Wait a minute. Stop
world. In a wrong world. In a very wrong world.
Something better, yeah.
All that
you're going on one bad thing for another.
In a world. In a
whole
world.
Sound like a man.
Well,
that's
the only thing.
Which was less than what they paid for him to start with.
So now nobody has refrigeration down there.
I was just asking.
This is what happened when the government controls your life. I mean, it's sort of like Obamacare.
No, it's not.
I mean,
what does Obamacare
have to do with this?
We flirted it.
What do you mean?
We flirted with this, though.
I no longer have health care. They no longer have refrigerators. I mean, this is what happens when government gets involved.
I mean, and we flirted with this in the 70s. I mean, Nixon's wage and price controls led to a beef shortage.
Yep.
Back in the early 70s. Nixon set wage and price controls, federally mandated wage and price controls.
They couldn't give raises.
They couldn't give raises. They couldn't charge over a certain amount for groceries.
Uh-huh.
And every time
how do you do that?
Well, that's the joke of it. They think
how
it works.
I thought we were free a nation.
Well, I don't know how he got away with it, but he created a huge beef shortage.
Our economy is no longer free.
It hasn't been free for 100 years.
Yeah.
Well, we can go back to Teddy Roosevelt started to destroy the free economy.
And, you know, there are some benefits and there are some negative aspects of it, too. Wall Street does need to be regulated.
Well, yeah, Wall Street needs to be regulated. But also just think
what
health care would cost if we used the model for all of health care that we use with LASIK surgery. Just imagine how cheap it would be.
Yeah, insurance covers.
I mean, I remember a buddy of mine got LASIK surgery for his wife. It was like $5,000 an eye 15 years ago.
Yeah?
And now it's what, $900, $800 an eye?
That's because of
that's because insurance doesn't pay for it.
Insurance does pay for it.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't pay for cataracts.
If you look at the two medical procedures that insurance does not pay for, 99% of insurance doesn't pay for, plastic surgery outside of facial deformities because of a fire or something, and LASIK surgery, the prices just keep going
Hold on. Which one do you get when you get cataract surgery? Isn't that LASIK?
No, cataract surgery is cataract surgery.
But you can see just like LASIK.
Not necessarily.
Cataract surgery is very, very similar, but they remove your lens instead of correcting your lens.
Right.
And they put another lens in that you can see better than you could without.
Right.
So
one that doesn't have calcium.
So they just called it something by a different name, but it's still the same.
No. When you have LASIK surgery, your lens stays there. They just create incisions along the lens to modify the curvature.
Right.
So you're focused. Your eye's focused.
Right.
Now,
they change the arc on the magnifying glass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, and honestly, the cataract surgery is much easier because they go in with another lens. They know what your vision is, and they make one incision. They remove it, put the lens in. It's much simpler, but 8 times the cost. Insurance pays for it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
But now insurances have negotiated rates. I mean, you go in there,
but you can out negotiate an insurance company if you're paying cash.
No, you can't.
Oh yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Oh yeah, you
trust
can.
Trust me, you
can.
No.
Oh yeah, you can.
I guarantee you,
Tracy. In 9 times out of 10, if you're walking into a doctor's office with cash, you can out negotiate the insurance.
Oh yeah.
Company.
And not only that, you
in fact,
see
there's
the
a lot of people with insurance that are finding out it's cheaper to just walk in with cash. Than it is to go through the insurance company.
You don't have a choice.
You know what? If I had to get my prescriptions.
Well, you got insurance now.
But you don't have to use it.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
You know.
Now, wait a minute. No,
you
no,
can,
no,
you
no,
have
no,
to
no.
have it.
You got
to
have it. You got
to
pay
lot.
A premium.
It's a
but
lot.
You don't
I
have
it.
To use
it. You don't have to use
so
it.
So, in other words, if my deductible is $12,000 going through the insurance company,
right,
and I can walk in there and I can get my providers to do the procedure without getting the insurance company involved, and they're willing to do it for $1,000 bucks.
Cash?
Under
cash?
The table?
Well,
okay.
No, even over top of the
yeah,
table.
Even over,
because they don't have to fool with the paperwork.
Mm.
Do you realize what percentage of a doctor's office staff is devoted to just playing with insurance companies?
Oh, I know there's a lot with that.
Well, you know what's
two people,
really funny?
At least if you have
yeah.
a sizable...
And I just
my office visit price went down now that I'm uninsured.
I've never seen that happen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen
absolutely.
That happen.
Yeah, it was
oh, yeah.
my office
no, no,
my
no.
office visit
my
was $45.
My office visit went up when I did not have insurance.
My office visit was $45.
MD.
Was my copay.
You got the wrong one.
Yeah, because my copay was $45.
$150 for the office visit.
Oh, I'll give you my
oh,
doctor's
crazy.
Stuff.
That's
and crazy.
One, and then it was, I know it was $45 for... And
you must be going to a Democrat.
A GP. Huh? For a GP, general practice.
Yeah, you're going to a Democrat, that's for sure. No, because mine's only $40 now. I went down $5. And not only that, the samples I get now, I'm saving $800 a month.
Absolutely.
Thanks to my doctor. He's saving my life.
Absolutely.
Something that Obamacare will never do.
I've never seen because usually
I'll give you my doctor's name off the air, and you can go to him, and then you
I got
can,
insurance now.
Get rid of it. It'll kill you.
You'll still be better off.
Yeah, that insurance you have will kill you.
If your guy was charging you, you know, to go, you know, when you had no insurance, and he charged you a higher price, that's crazy.
Most of them do.
Because he's not making the money off the insurance.
The insurance
yeah.
company.
So why would he drop it on this?
Yeah, and
because most of them go up on it. They go up when you're uninsured and go down when you are insured.
Mm-hmm. Not if
just
you got
opposite.
Cash. Not if you've got cash.
And you're paying cash.
Just
yeah.
the opposite.
And
yeah.
if you go in the hospital, their hospital visits, they charge you is astronomical.
Everybody I know.
Now, the hospital visits are negotiable.
Yep.
I did that when I was
in
there for
in fact,
2 days.
Yeah, if it's not time
yeah,
sensitive,
yeah.
if you're having a surgery that's not time sensitive, and you can go shopping, if you've got cash, you can cut.
How do you
yeah.
go shopping?
Well, and when you go to the hospital,
I
ask for
shopping,
an itemized bill.
You go to your doctor that's going to perform a surgery. And you say, listen, I've got cash, and he goes shopping for you. He'll find the an anesthesiologist that will work for under insurable rates because he's getting cash and he doesn't have any paperwork to fool with. There's case after case after case I've been reading lately where people are getting basically spending 10% out of pocket what they would have to pay if they used their insurance.
You don't have to read about it. I'll tell you about it firsthand. Yeah, right now I'm currently searching for somebody to do a cataract surgery on my right eye.
Yeah.
And I guarantee I'll find somebody to do it for cash, a lot less than what a copay would be and insurance on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
So if there's anybody out there that can recommend somebody, please call in and let me know.
Yeah, I mean, we've had this argument a lot, Tracy, because we got in this argument over the long-term care insurance deductible.
Yeah.
If you can self-insure the first year, a long-term care policy goes to nothing. If you've got cash to pay for the first year and the elimination period is 1 year before they start paying,
right.
the premium goes way, way down. Way down. Because they're planning on you being dead before they ever got to write a check.
Yeah, this is true.
So you got to get that $70,000 out the way.
Actually, it's about $36,000. $3,000 a month.
$5,000 a month.
$3,000 a month.
For skilled nursing?
Mm-hmm. That's what my financial guy, that's what our plan is.
Our plan is
based on $3,600 a month.
But most skilled nursing is $5,500 a month.
That's not what my financial guy's telling me. He said
that's
plan
they,
on $3,600.
That's what they tell me at the skilled nursing facility.
Well, you can spend $2,000 or you can spend $20,000. I bet you Donald Trump would spend $100,000 a month.
No, I'm talking about just regular.
Well, if you put an ad in the paper for a nurse, I bet you get a lot cheaper than if you went through your skilled nursing center.
I don't know what Copeland Health charges.
You know how many nurses are unemployed right now?
But that's not skilled nursing.
That's not
just
facility. Not
skilled nursing.
That's not being
a
facility.
That's private nursing. That's something different.
But I don't know what Copeland Oaks is charging.
I mean, because most of your skilled nursing, Copeland Oaks is a little bit different, but most of your skilled nursing is anywhere from $5,000 to $5,500 a month.
Well,
and then you know, and then you've got facilities.
I was paying 42. Yes.
I mean, and you've got facilities like the Canton Christian Home that's based solely on what you have.
Who?
The Canton Christian Home.
Where is that?
Canton, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
It's next to the Hall of Shame.
It's up on Cleveland Avenue.
Jeez, oh man. Hey, listen, I'm going to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It's open mic today. The number is 347.
Do you depend on your computer?
We'll be right
back. The virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassetech.com.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Michael Savage.
I am opposed to revolution because nobody wins. However, you have to fight a tyrannical government virtually at the same level that they're imposing their tyranny on you. We don't want Syria. We don't want 70,000 or 700,000 dead. We don't want a civil war in America. We don't want to see one-fourth of the male population wiped out in a civil war. Ever.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 on News Talk 600.
Harper Keegan with your headline news. In Youngstown, at a house on South Avenue, a 3-year-old boy was found dead over the weekend. A preliminary investigation suggests He froze to death. His guardian says she believes he wandered into the unheated back porch in the middle of the night while the rest of the family slept and closed the door behind him. In Warren, Attorney General Mike DeWine held a community discussion on drug overdoses in our state. On average, he says 5 people die each day in Ohio because of an accidental drug overdose. DeWine says the most effective tool to stop drug abuse is community involvement. And looks like YSU President Randy Dunn might be leaving earlier than August. University trustees say they plan to meet this week to discuss an earlier departure for Dunn, who's leaving to take a job as president of Southern Illinois University. The chairman of YSU trustees says he thinks Dunn will leave at the end of March. If an agreement is reached, Ikram Khawaja, provost and vice president for academic affairs, likely would be appointed as interim president. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
My pants are on fire!
The solution? Cobbler's Corner, your fire safety headquarters. For working men and women, staying protected on the job is always first priority. At Cobbler's Corner, we have everything it takes to keep you safe. Red Wing, Timberland, and Carhartt safety toe and MetGuard boots. Wrangler fire-resistant shirts and pants are made with flame-resistant fabrics. Wrangler FR clothes are designed to self-extinguish, protecting you from burn injury on the job. Get the same Wrangler style and comfort you love and the protection you need. At Cobbler's Corner, we can protect you from head to toe. Protect yourself with Wrangler shirts and pants, Red Wing, Timberland, and Carhartt safety toe and MetGuard boots from Cobbler's Corner. Visit Cobbler's Corner on the corner of State Routes 14 and 46 in Columbiana, Ohio, and turn the
ouch
into ah.
This is Dr. Cheryl Figliano for the Centers for Hearing Care. If you have a loved one that seems to have trouble hearing, is depressed, or disconnected with the world around them, please do them a favor. Call one of our local offices for an appointment today. Each of our 7 offices has a doctor of audiology and the best equipment available to help with any hearing problem. Visit www.centersforhearingcare.com or call 888-866-HEAR.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Bring me down, kingdom. Bring me down, the love of you. Bring me down, kingdom. Bring me down, I said. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
What you said?
I
would not be very happy if I had a room without a roof.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
If you feel like a room without a roof.
If you feel like a room without a roof.
That would be a bad thing.
No,
that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Which means you're all out of
patience.
Depends on what kind of climate zone you live in.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I mean, here in eastern Ohio here, or, you know, it's not a good thing.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, the number 347-945-5229. 773, your mic is on. It's open mic. Which one we do that?
Throw it away.
Yeah, what's up, Tracy?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, what's the topic for today, Tracy?
It's open mic. Who is this?
This is James.
Hi, James. It's open mic. It's Monday. Monday, Friday, always open. Go for it.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to say that I think people should start standing up to these fake churches, man, to these fake that are causing a lot of deception amongst people. Because right now, more than ever, I think that we're living in a very, very critical time, and there's a lot of fake prophets out there, fake churches. They're all going to rise up and going to make people believe that they're preaching, they're talking about the truth. And a lot of people are going to fall in that deception. So I think that, you know, people should stand up against these fake churches, man. Don't be scared to speak out.
We need to stand up about, not necessarily fake churches. We need to just stand up for the truth.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of people that are going to be lost because they're being, you know,
they're being bamboozled.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, the one thing that you can do is that you can be okay that you continue to pray and do what you do. And God will make sure that none of his are lost because, you know, Jesus said, Father, none that you gave me have I lost. So, we need to tell people, we need to make sure people understand and know so that whatever happens is a decisive thing that happens in what we believe is our judgment. And so, you know, it's all good. You know, you don't have to trip on that because it's not going nowhere. I mean, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do, and they're going to believe what they want to believe. What you going to say?
I mean, you're right about that to a certain extent, but
mm-hmm.
I do believe that. But at the same time, if we do have that mind frame, just saying, "Oh, people are going to believe what they're going to believe," then I don't think we're ever going to be able to change anybody. But at the same time, you're right. The change should come from within. You're right about that.
Yeah, I'm not discounting what you're saying because your concern is real, and it's right. But I'm just saying that, you know, we're trying to, you know, everybody's trying to get a message out to balance things. But when you're sitting up here looking at a guy thanking God because he won an award, and people making remarks like. What was that remark?
They need to be censored. You know, he should have been censored. It was in the wrong venue. All that kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah, you can't thank God for winning a prestigious award in the industry that you work in, and before somebody criticizes that, we've quickly gone. I mean, this is the fastest decline I've ever seen of anything, but a inflatable toy of some sort. You know what I'm saying? You know, you had a little rabbit at Christmas time, Easter time, and you pull the thing out the back, and the rabbit just shrivels down to the ground. Well, that's how our moral code has done in the past 4 years. It has been attacked on every single level, and it just is too much.
But let me say this: the church has stayed silent. And there was an opportunity for the church to stand up and do something about it, and they didn't.
Well, these churches are controlled by the government.
No, they're not.
A lot of these churches that are under the 501c3 that are registered, they're registered with the government. And I've just asked this question. Do you think that Christ would get a 501c3? That's my question.
Listen,
I'm just asking.
They're not controlled by the government. They're allowing people to control them. And we need to really set that straight. If you can't say what you want to say, then you need to pay your taxes and do what you need to do.
No, wait a minute. I think they are being influenced by the government, though.
No, they're not.
Most definitely are.
No, they're not.
They're so some churches are so worried about losing their 501.
Didn't you hear me say pay your taxes?
Yes.
The Bible says the rich are under Caesar what Caesar, and the God what is God.
And they don't want to pay their taxes.
Then that's
so,
a problem.
Yes, it is. So
but
they are being influenced by the government.
I mean, the reason we don't tax religious entities in the United States is because the power to tax is the power to destroy.
No.
You could tax a church into oblivion.
Let me say this. Let me say what's wrong. What's wrong is the reason why there is a church that can't speak out is because of LBJ.
That's right.
It's a tax code.
Right.
And he lost
right.
because they were inside of churches, and so he did not want that to happen again. So
right.
then he became president.
Right. No, he did that while he was in the Senate.
He put that
amendment into the tax code while he was still a senator.
Wow.
Was it ever challenged?
No.
Well, see, pastors in this country do what they call Pulpit Freedom Sunday. It's a growing movement, and the thing is, they want pastors to videotape their sermons on Sunday and send them to the IRS and then say, what are you going to do about it? And that nobody has ever
wow.
challenged them.
But let me say this. Now, there have been pastors who have gotten challenged by, especially large churches,
yeah.
by the IRS.
Well, you've got them being challenged on moral grounds out in California.
No, I'm talking about they've been challenged because of their political stance.
Yeah, if they, the one guy was the one pastor was arrested because he did an anti-gay sermon.
No, I'm talking about there have been pastors because of their influence politically, especially if they've been conservative.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they have been targeted by the IRS, even though Democrats have been electioneering inside the pulpit for a very, very long time.
Can I ask a question to you, Tracy?
Pardon me?
I just wanted to ask you a question about the render to Caesar, what is Caesar's. What about, though, when it comes to the chip, the mark of the beast, what about that? Don't you think that same scripture could be used to deceive people? To get the mark of the beast and say, you know what, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's.
No,
you don't think
no.
What about these? I'm just saying, you don't think these evil pastors could use that scripture to get their followers?
I mean,
the government will use these churches.
No,
they'll use these churches.
No.
It doesn't fit if they try to use it, because the Bible says heresies must be preached in the end times so that he that's approved will be approved. You can't, because that's not rightly dividing. You don't belong to Caesar. The money belongs to Caesar. So you can give Caesar, you know, the image of that coin back.
You can pay your. You should pay your taxes.
Yeah.
Every man should pay his taxes.
But they do not have the right to put something in me to change me or to mark me, you know, for their purpose.
And the mark of the beast is something totally different. And I believe, this is my own perception, but I believe that the mark of the beast is going to change or going to be different than what we think in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
And it will not be promoted by your pastor from a pulpit.
Uh-huh. At least you hope not.
Yeah.
Because I
am thoroughly convinced right now of you know, especially what we have going on in the world scene now, where you have the Catholic Church gaining once again. They're gaining huge prominence with the new Pope, with the Jesuit Pope. And his influences are very, very mainstream. They're not very as far as religiously conservative.
But the Pope is different from a pastor, in my view.
Well, yeah, I hear you.
Catholicism is different from
Christianity.
Right.
To me, it's total. They're nowhere near the same thing.
And so when I talk about a pastor,
yeah.
I'm not talking about a priest inside of a
organization,
right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe if you would back up from that mic.
I know. now you know. And it's louder in my ear with you over there than it is over here with me.
That's because you've got all the controls.
So.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Tracy. Good morning. To put Brother Jeff's mind at James' mind at ease. James, all through the centuries, the faithful were always concerned about the false prophets and the false churches. So rest easy. It's just the way it is, okay? It's always been this way. And when you hear the truth, you'll know it in your heart, and you'll be okay. Don't fret about it.
You've got a forerunner sitting in the White House.
For thousands of years. But what I wanted to say was, the real problem with the 501(c)s and the reason why churches need it is not the church's fault. Tracy, you said pay your taxes. They have no taxes to pay. The problem comes in where the quote-unquote faithful want to take a tax write-off for the money they give their darn. That's why they have to have accountability for it, because it's not a gift then. It's a donation. If they just gave it as a gift under the IRS tax code, I can give you, you don't even have to be a family member of mine, I can give you up to $13,000 a year tax-free if I'm the one who paid the taxes on that money, up to a limit of $5 million in my lifetime. That's the tax code. So it's the people who go to that church who put a buck a week in the basket and want to write off $250 on their income tax,
Mike,
at the end of the year.
Mike, the majority of people that go to church and give in the offering, they don't even think or care about the tax writing.
And the thing is,
but that's why you have to have the
income tax
free.
That's
no,
not what you
but,
need to
no, no, Mike. It's not just income tax too. I mean,
it's property tax.
It's property tax. It's sales
and
tax.
It's tax on the income. I mean, you got to understand. If you got a church,
I understand.
If you got a church pulling in Mike, listen. If you got a church pulling in $100,000 a week, and there are many
that I understand,
they don't want to pay taxes on that.
But if they pulled in $120,000 a week, they would just pay their taxes. It's the people who go to that church that are looking for the cheap way out to religion.
No, Mike. No.
It's not necessarily a cheap way out either, Mike, because I definitely take off my charitable giving off of my taxes. And I need to, because you know what? They rate me otherwise. And they could care less about what it costs me to live.
And a large part of this problem, too, is pastors don't understand what they're allowed to say and what they're not allowed to say in the pulpit. They're not allowed to endorse a particular candidate.
Right.
But they can absolutely do a sermon on the
morality.
Political ramifications of abortion.
Hold on. Yeah. They can do – listen to this. They can do an issues-based from the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
There have been tons of pastors who have gotten in trouble for doing issue-based from the pulpit by the opposing side, just by the exploration of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, they've played a game with them over the years.
I'll tell you what my priest said when Obama was coming up for election the first time. He said, I'm not endorsing him or telling you not to vote for him. I'm just telling you if you do, you got to go to confession.
Jeez,
that's what he said.
Say you had to wash your hands.
Yeah,
but most Catholics are liberal anyhow.
Yeah,
most Catholics
are conservative.
Most Catholics are liberal when it comes to their voting pattern.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Mahoning County?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Yeah, I can't understand it.
They share that space with the black community. They vote against their own best interest.
No.
That's true.
But they're not, because they're actually liberal at heart. They go to a church, but they don't believe what they say they believe.
I don't know if that's true.
Now hold on. Now, when I say...
the blacks are inconsistent with that thought.
Oh, my God.
Most black people don't believe in homosexuality, or they don't accept abortion.
Yes, they do.
And yet they vote for
they
people
do now.
That are pro-abortion.
They do now.
They're starting to now, but...
time they didn't, but they do now.
Well, how many pastors came out and said, okay, it's okay to support the president and his gay agenda.
And if somebody asked me the other day, he said, how in the
and
world...
And would they have said that 5-10 years ago?
They said to me the other day, how in the world can a pastor go from I'm against homosexuality to the president come out, speak, and say he's for homosexuality, and then all of a sudden they spin it to where, well, we don't have to be for it, but we got to stick with the president.
Because they're idiots.
But someone came on and asked me that question over the weekend, and I said, I don't know.
You got people to dare to ask you questions, because they wouldn't dare ask me that question.
And, you know, and being Catholic, I'll challenge my priest every time when it comes to those issues.
But now, are you a real devout Catholic?
Like I said,
See, the question. See, I know some real devout Catholics, and they are very conservative. But the majority of people that I know,
I go to St. Mattress of the Holy Comforter more than I go to St. Michael's. But having said that, you know, I do maintain a relationship with a few priests, and I will tell them.
But again, my question is,
when they're collecting money for a communist organization,
when I see devout,
I will tell them.
But I'm saying when I see a devout Catholic, they are more conservative in their voting and in their life. But most people that I know who are Catholic, they go to the same church you go to on Sunday. They go, you know, they
yeah,
show up, you know, for high holy days.
That's not even a day of worship.
Doc, we're not legalizing the day. It's okay. It's okay because you don't even know what day a day really is right now because the calendars have changed and the days of the week have changed, so you don't know what day Sunday really is either.
Speed of the earth rotating has changed too.
Absolutely. Everything's changed.
So.
And it's changing.
Calendars, you know, how do you go from a four?
And let me say this.
Yeah.
We're all out of whack, you know. 773, what's your name?
James.
Let me say this. I you know, we don't even set aside a day, whether it be Wednesday, Sunday, or Monday, or Saturday. Most people do not, and those people who say they're Christians do not. They do not sit down on that day and give it make it a holy day. And I'm not saying it's right and or wrong. I'm just saying they don't do it.
No.
Even the pastor works on the 7 day Adventist, the preacher's still working on that day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty sad.
It's sad, but it's true.
Well, that's scriptural though, because the priest
works on the day. Let Jeff open
because
up his bag of chips.
Oh. Because
they loud.
those are the you. Okay, we can't hear them.
Hey, Tracy.
I can hear
him.
We can hear him
now. Yeah, I can hear him.
Because everybody got silence.
What'd you say?
I was going to say, because it's open mic, the reason I was, I only got into this other conversation only because that's what you guys are talking about, but I just wanted to talk about President Jellyfish and his comment to the Soviets. There will be a cost for what you did. We're sending them an invoice now. Is that what our foreign policy is?
Mike,
says bombs and tanks. Now we send an invoice?
Well, no, Mike. That goes back to the UN strongly worded letter to North Korea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What is a strongly worded letter to North Korea?
And then he assassinated his uncle the next week and ate his heart or some craziness. Yeah.
Every time a country gets out of line, the United Nations sends them a strongly worded letter. They don't do anything, but they send them a strongly worded letter.
John Kennedy is rolling over in his grave because there are Soviet bases now in Cuba again. And have been for a while. It came out this week. They are listening posts, but it's not that far to start arming them. He's working a deal with Venezuela and in South America to start putting Soviet bases in this hemisphere. Putin, you got these guys who have no idea what they're doing in Washington. And right now, oil at $104 a barrel, that's their main revenue for the Soviet Union. I saw some stats today that they are the largest exporter of oil in the world, bigger than Saudi Arabia. That's where their money's coming from.
That's right.
They have been for years.
We need somebody
ever
to go back
the pipeline to Europe.
Right. We need to go back. We need somebody like a Ronald Reagan who will stand up and say, okay, if this is the game you want to play, then we'll bring back the Cold War, and we will bankrupt you, except this time we won't just stop when you're broke. We'll wait till you're a fourth world nation, and you'll never rise again. We'll bankrupt you and just turn on our oil spigots, turn on our gas spigots, turn on our coal production, and bring the cost of energy down to $50 a barrel in this world and bankrupt the Soviet Union and tell them, or get out of the Ukraine. You've got 24 hours.
And we can also rearm Greece
and
put some more missiles there.
And leave.
Yeah, I heard that argument this morning is unleash our energy production, drive the price of fuel, of energy down, and give the Ukrainians all the anti-missile missiles they want.
Exactly, and go back to, and if you're going to put bases in our hemisphere, we're going back to NATO, and we're giving NATO all of the mid-range missiles that we took out 5 years ago under this president.
With the exception of the missile, the NATO doctrine.
No,
we shouldn't have
gone. The microphone right now.
That's not NATO.
And we turn on the switch again here in this nation to an arms race again. We go down to 1% unemployment. Everybody's got a job. We won't be running a deficit. We pay down the deficit. We come out of this stronger and say, okay, if you want to play this game, we'll play it one more time. You see, this president doesn't know that part of our history because he was too busy studying, you know, Saul Alinsky's history of what America should be.
Well, don't forget, though, that the missile defense shield is what a lot of this is about.
Mm-hmm.
And that we were going to put the missile defense shield, and that's when you had the...
Hello?
Hold on. That's when you had the guy the president say...
I really wanted to tell you guys my story.
That's going to be some craziness. But anyway, you know, that's when he's talking about the putting he's going to be more flexible after the election. He's got one more election, then he can
what,
be more flexible.
The question is, we never found out what the heck he was talking about, the flexibility, because why would he be flexible with Russia
talking,
at that time?
They were talking about the missile defense shield, and Russia was having a fit.
Right. I mean, and you got to remember the psychology of this, too. The president agrees with Putin when it comes to politics.
Yeah.
What do you mean the president agrees with Putin when it comes to politics?
They're both
communists.
Yeah. Well,
socialist communists. Socialist communists.
Mm-hmm.
That's their political philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Ideally, they are twins.
The only difference is, I think Putin is more of a Stalinist type strongman, and the president wants to use the soft tyranny of income redistribution.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he really thinks that this is going to work, and it never works. And Putin has kicked his butt across the globe, everywhere that we have a conflict with them, even in the Arctic. Okay, they're grabbing up land up in the Arctic, claiming them for Russia. Those aren't Russia's lands.
I still keep in touch with submarine force through Facebook and stuff, and I haven't heard anybody talking about sending submarines under the polar ice cap. And we used to operate submarines under the polar ice cap, the United States did, on a steady basis.
Oh, they were there, just in case they had to poke up through the ice and fire a missile. You know the first, first submarine to go under the polar ice cap was?
Yeah, USS Nautilus, 1957.
Yeah. You know a lot of that was built in Youngstown?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty proud of that. My grandfather worked on
Youngstown and Pittsburgh.
That.
Youngstown and Pittsburgh, Babcock and Wilcox and Canton.
The nuclear
Barberton.
Reactor, the containment,
mm-hmm.
was built here in Youngstown. Very proud
and
of that.
And the engineering
fact.
Was
that at the arsenal?
No.
No.
Where was it built?
Oh,
it was assembled in Groton, Connecticut at the electric
That's
boat
where
ship.
It was
yeah,
assembled.
Assembled.
When I was a kid, I toured it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was
first,
cool,
the
too.
First
we're all proud of that.
Submarine to go underneath the ice. Yeah.
Yeah, she's on display up there now, too, if anybody wants to go up
Where?
And see her.
Mm-hmm.
In Connecticut?
The Nautilus is on display at the National Submarine Museum in Connecticut.
But it was made here?
Pieces were made here.
Oh, pieces were made here.
It was built in Groton, Connecticut at Electric Boat Company.
It was assembled. That's a better way to say it.
It was assembled
in Groton.
But the parts were made here.
It's on the water.
There were parts made here. Where were the parts made? There were parts made here. There were parts made in
Pittsburgh. Where were the parts made here in Youngstown?
The containment for the nuclear reactor was made here in Youngstown.
What company?
Babcock and Wilcox,
yeah.
B&W.
Yeah.
Which my grandfather...
Plangy, B&W steam
and,
generators.
And my grandfather made missile tubes for the fleet ballistic missile submarines in Barberton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal. I'm back to Youngstown. I'm just trying
my
to find out.
You
brought up this great historical fact.
My grandfather
didn't
was
tell
a
me
welder.
About it, so it's B&M.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that company still
B&W?
Is it still around?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It is.
Babcock
yes.
and Wilcox.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was still around.
Barberton, Ohio. Boardman.
Okay.
And a couple other places. Well, when you do stuff that big, you don't usually go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you usually reinvent yourself somewhere and get into another development area, and they give you more.
Well, what was neat is that he told me that he did not know until 10 years after he. Did it what it was.
724, your mic is on.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, I'm like 20 minutes away from Youngstown, and I want that dude who's on the mic right now to fight me in real life because he's talking a lot of shit on Putin, and I don't appreciate
Well, you can't cut.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to Morning Radio.
Who said anything bad about Putin? We're telling you what Putin is.
Well, Putin
has stated publicly that he thinks the biggest failure of the 20th century was the dissolution of the Soviet Union.
Right.
He wants to reconstitute the Soviet Union.
And
he
was
said that's what he wants.
Realize,
he
was the leader of the KGB. He,
but they believe
he was
that.
The head man of the KGB.
Precisely.
Right. Right.
And they ruled with an iron fist, so I'll absolutely tell you. He was a no-good SOB. He probably is a murderer, as well as...
Who's more wicked, though, America or Russia? What do you guys think is more wicked?
Well, let me say this. Right now, America is more wicked because America has lost its leader.
It sure has.
When you no longer have a leader, when you no longer have God in front of you, then you are like a headless chicken aimlessly going nowhere. And America has taken God and kicked him out. So how can you actually they don't think
that
it's important
when they
anymore.
The Constitution, they made room for that by making that loophole, the freedom of religion and all that.
No,
you got to realize our president is trying to get rid of our Constitution.
The president of the United States, the people that are in the administration right now, are a godless administration, and the people of America are following a godless administration, and they're not crying foul. And we have to we have to open up our eyes and realize
absolutely
that anytime you have a godless leader, and a democracy, and you allow it to happen, then you get what you get, and that's where we are right now.
Godless or gutless? I didn't hear.
But when
you
did we ever
and
have
gutless.
A leader that wasn't God, though? That was really, when all these dudes are nothing but saying
A lot of them were not born again, fire baptized holiness preachers. They weren't that, but they had a God consciousness.
And they respected the things.
We have lost people that even have faith in a higher being as called God. The president came out before he even got elected, and we celebrated him and said to him, he said, we are no longer a Christian nation, and they clapped for him, and they elected him. He said he no longer wanted to be that. He came out, and he actually supports and promotes things that are an abomination unto what God loves.
Well, he's just one step away from claiming himself a god. I mean, they put out a video with a pledging allegiance to him.
Obama.
Yeah, who the heck is he to pledge allegiance to?
But again, but America has fallen asleep and is allowing this to happen. And we need to open up our eyes as people who say that believe in God, who say they are Christians, and realize we have allowed this to happen on our watch. And then you talked about your preachers, they have come back in, and they have come back and condoned him and baptized him again and re-elected him again.
Yeah, the churches are the ones telling him to believe in him like he's a god.
Not my church.
Most of the black churches anyway.
Well, if these churches preach the whole render unto Caesar, which is Caesar's, why don't they give all their money that they make to Caesar? If that's the way they believe,
Because all churches ain't right.
I'm just saying, if that's what they believe, but clearly when Christ said that, he wasn't talking about paying taxes or any of that. What was going on there?
He was talking about paying taxes.
Exactly.
But I explained to you I explained to you why in the United States of America, historically, we have never taxed religious institutions because it goes along with the First Amendment. Because the power to tax is the power to destroy, and a government body can tax any church into oblivion. That's why historically, even before we had an income tax, the United States did not tax religious organizations.
Let me say this. But if it's going to cause you because of a tax code to silence you, then maybe we need to really look at what we're doing and go ahead and incorporate.
Well, I think
as a
the
business.
Churches need to get together. And, I mean, everything I'm reading about this thing, it's an unconstitutional part of the tax
freedom
code.
Freedom of religion is
and the
guaranteed.
Churches need to band together and hire somebody like the ACLJ and go ahead and take it to the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
Listen, right now the churches can't band together and make a rubber band. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you in a minute.
Tracy and Friends, News Talk 600.
ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. The world is watching the crisis in Ukraine, but it's not clear exactly what the world can do. ABC's Terry Moran's in Crimea, now occupied by Russian troops.
In Kiev, the Ukrainian government put its military on high alert and mobilized its forces for war. But Russia now totally controls this key part of Ukraine, the Crimean Peninsula, where there is strong popular support for Russia, and where the Russian Navy has based ships for two centuries.
Secretary of State John Kerry is headed to Kiev tonight, attempting to reassure Ukraine's new leaders of U.S. support. European foreign ministers are working on a regional response. According to Germany's foreign minister, this is Europe's most dramatic crisis since the Cold War. Winter is keeping its icy hold on much of the country, up to a foot of snow expected across the mid-Atlantic states, and in many places it's been a difficult commute. Scraping ice in Oklahoma City, the weather's been highly changeable in Dallas. ABC's Jim Ryan is there.
Saturday's high of 85 has been replaced with temperatures in the teens. There's no precipitation right now, but many roads are coated with ominous patches of ice despite the best efforts of sanding crews. Stranded airline passengers are sleeping on cots as flight information boards fill with cancellations. And hundreds of thousands of kids are out of school today as another winter storm bears down. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Across the country, airlines canceled more than 2,000 flights today. President Obama meeting with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The president will ask Israelis to move forward on peace talks with the Palestinians. New signs of growth for consumer spending. More spending in January, despite the harsh winter in much of the country. The Commerce Department says the number rose 0.4%, but the estimate for December was revised down. This is ABC News.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability? How about low libido or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to get relief from these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambryn can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight with Ambryn Weight Loss, a powerful new product that will help you get the results you want. So you can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambryn Weight Loss. Just call 1-800-240-8664. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call Ambryn right now, 1-800-240-8664. That's 1-800-240-8664. 1-800-240-8664.
Jobs and the government will release its important monthly employment report this Friday. The official jobless rate fell last month. But a sign of labor market weakness is the decline in self-employment. Nearly a million fewer Americans are working for themselves than they were 8 years ago. Long-term joblessness remains high, especially for skilled workers.
It's not because of a lack of ability. It's because of ongoing challenges in the economy.
Jennifer Grass of CareerBuilder.
What workers are really challenged to do is find a way to transition into new fields. And some can readily transfer those skills. Others may have to go back to school.
They may need new computer skills.
I think because technology changes so rapidly, it's very difficult to keep pace with it unless you're in the midst of that.
Jennifer Grass of CareerBuilder. The stock market down so far this morning, reacting to the crisis over Russia and the Ukraine. The Dow Jones Index falling about 130 points so far. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Their name is Safe Auto for a reason. Safe because it's smart to have car insurance, and auto because that's all we do. The right car insurance for the right price right now. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Call, click, and enjoy the road ahead.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, just in time for the auto show. Now is the best time to drive a Ford, especially the 2014 F-150. Built with the power to get the job done and the fuel economy that can't be beat. Online at drive1ohio.com.
Michael Savage, weekdays from 3 to 6 on News Talk 600.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Obama gives this speech and he drones on and on and on about the future, about his vision. State of the Union speech. He's talking about the future. He's painting a picture. He's creating an image. If we just had more taxes, if we just had more government, more programs, more departments, more agencies, if we just had more, paradise would be here.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. It's the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Recognize that Al-Qaeda is a threat. Because a few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda, you said Russia. In the 1980s, are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back because, you know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years. But, Governor, you know, when it comes to our foreign policy, you seem to want to import the foreign policies of the 1980s, just like the social policies of the 1950s and the economic policies of the 1920s. You say that you're not interested in duplicating what happened in Iraq, but just a few weeks ago you said you think we should have more troops in Iraq right now. And the challenge we have, I know you haven't been in a position to actually execute foreign policy, but every time you've offered an opinion, you've been wrong. You said we should have gone into Iraq, despite the fact that there were no weapons of mass destruction. You said that we should still have troops in Iraq to this day. You indicated that we shouldn't be passing nuclear treaties with Russia, despite the fact that 71 senators, Democrats and Republicans, voted for it. You've said that, first, we should not have a timeline in Afghanistan. Then you said we should. Now you say maybe, or it depends, which means not only were you wrong, but you were also confusing and sending mixed messages both to our troops and our allies. So what we need to do with respect to the Middle East is strong, steady leadership, not wrong and reckless leadership that is all over the map.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, the number 347-945-5229. This is not an I told you so moment. But
I told you so.
This is not a I told you so moment.
Most
but this
definitely is.
No, it's not. It's a reflection moment.
Yeah, but
reflection.
Shh.
Reflection. We should reflect back on.
So you've been
this
around.
Is 19, this is not a 1990.
The president has infected her brain, too, because she doesn't want to call
rock,
it what it is.
There's a rock song.
She doesn't want to see things for how they are, which is exactly what our president is. No, it's an I told you so moment.
It's not an I told you so moment.
And if Fred Sanford would still be around,
American
he'd be saying,
up.
You big dummy.
Listen, what are you talking about? You guys want, you
here,
guys, it was an, this is not an I told you so moment. This is a moment where you reflect.
No.
You know,
No, this is
everybody come with me.
There's no humming.
So happy.
The strong leadership in the Middle East is the Muslim Brotherhood.
One of those moments.
It's a happy moment. I mean, you brought it to my attention. I played it, and it is this is not a I told you so moment. This is something to reflect back on the president actually coming out and saying this.
This is a Fred Sanford moment saying, "You big dummy."
Listen, the foreign policy of the United States right now is in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, because we've got a big dummy in the White House.
And President Obama said to Israel, "Time is running out on the peace treaty."
His idea of a strong Middle East.
I'm reading it right now on Bloomberg. Bloomberg News.
Once again, where's Fred Sanford when you need him?
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be at the White House on today. And Barack Obama will tell him that the country is bleak and time is running out and they need to get into some type of framework with the peace with Palestinians.
How do you have
Obama
peace?
Obama will warn that time is running out for Israel as a Jewish majority democracy.
How?
And the president will make a case that Netanyahu, alone with Israelis, has the strength and political capability and credibility to lead his people away from this.
How do you make peace with somebody who wants to wipe you off the planet?
Yeah.
You go
in other words, make peace. Yeah, he can't make peace with the Muslim Brotherhood.
You know what?
No. Remember the first, I think it was the first or second debate with President Obama and Senator Hillary Clinton? Oh, and then Senator, and they were asking him how he would handle negotiations with our enemies and what he said.
I think I don't know what he said, but
and
what he
Hillary
did is
Clinton,
turned around and bent over. That's what he did.
No, Hillary Clinton just got lost her mind because he said he wanted to go to all of them, sit down and talk with them and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reflection.
With
the Muslim Brotherhood.
For now. Gonads, something the president doesn't have.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. What? I mean, I'm just...
I'm so happy.
Hello?
Play that song.
Well,
right?
Not even
now you want my song.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
You guys like my song. See, my song works. My song has a place in our show. It does.
Yeah. Isn't that the Rainbow Coalition's new theme song?
Do you agree with that,
what?
Tracy? I'm so happy.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is open mic today, and we want to hear from you.
That's Al Charlotte.
If you know
Al Charlotte.
What happiness is.
He's got the little 13-year-old girl he's running around
who?
With. Al Charlatan.
You leave Al alone.
That's not the one that the five guys raped. That's the one he's raped.
No. That's the statutory, right? The statutory one.
I calls it as I sees it.
Al Charlatan.
Why are you messing with that, brother Al?
I can't stand Al Charlatan.
Al got a show.
Listen, Al
got a show.
Okay.
They're going to call, you know, this is what gets me.
His Lord and Savior Obama,
if you are
it's okay. He can do that.
You're repeating parrot whatever somebody said.
Ooh.
Al Sharpton does nothing but word for word copy the president's whatever commentary and repeats it.
And he's paid for
as
it.
As if. And he's
Jeff,
paid tons
Jeff,
of money
Jeff,
for it
Jeff,
and ain't paid no taxes.
Jeff, that's his job.
Like I said, and he's paid tons of money
Jeff,
for
the
it.
The devil has many minions.
Al Charlatan.
Yeah. That's his job. His job is to do what he's doing. Leave him alone.
That's right. The devil has many minions.
That's his thing.
At least we can call him out for what he really is.
And why does Israel like to play? Why does these so-called Jews like to play with peace victims?
When he began.
When he came here for the NAACP dinner,
but people,
I was enamored with Al Sharpton.
People and money and power change people.
Listen here. I've sat down and had conversation with him.
Yeah.
And it's been really deep. And there's a lot of stuff that we, at one time, we really agree on. Most people lose their constitution when power and money show up. They lose everything that they ever believed in.
So
and they change their mind.
Do you believe Al Sharpton has sold his soul?
I don't know about selling his soul. I know he sold his pocket.
We sure did. You know?
And I ain't got nothing to do with his soul, but I know he sold his pocket.
And I don't know how the hell they use him because the man can't put 2 cents.
When we say how? Because people follow him.
Yeah, this is true.
And when I listen to people talk and have one-on-one conversation with me, they watch, you know, Al Sharpton's show at 6 p.m. like it's the news.
But how can people be so, and excuse me, stupid to follow him?
But that's not stupid. That's just blind. That's like a zombie.
Know.
I mean, you can take his words literally and see how crazy he
is. Let me say this. People, and we need to really understand, it's not stupidity, it's ignorance. Ignorance is
well, how could people be so ignorant? I mean,
we are training people to become ignorant. We tell you to go to school and regurgitate what I tell you. Don't think for yourself. So when you watch the news, go by what it says and believe what it says, and I'll tell you what to think. That's why the FCC wants to go in and actually start censoring the news that you actually get.
Let me put it like this.
They don't want you to know.
Remember the story of the Wizard of Oz?
Yes,
well,
you do.
Okay.
Well, the reason why everything was a certain way is because they believed the image of Oz. They believe in the image of Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson actually had something to say just before and while he was running for president. But after that, he had nothing to say.
But unlike Oz, no one's going to hit us in the head, and we're going to wake up.
Well,
this nightmare is real.
Well, but for the believers, one day they're going to get hit in the head and wake up.
It's too late.
It'll be hard for them. No, you don't want to.
No, I pray. I do. I pray that they wake up.
That's
because
what I said.
If not,
said it's too late, and I said I don't think so. But I'm hoping that...
I mean, the Jews that supported Hitler when he first came to
in
the 30s...
They did not wake up.
Yeah, it was a little bit too late.
It was late.
And they paid the
and
price.
You think those Jews are not even the real Jews, though. People go to school now, that's why they don't... They tell you to go to school to get a job. They don't tell you to go to school and find what you want to do and create your own. They tell you... You send your child to school today, and you don't know who's going to come home. They brainwash the child while they're in college.
It's kind of hard to wake people up, though, when they think that...
The Common Core stuff? Oh, it's insane.
Oh, it is.
Hello?
I mean, you take any calculator in the world, you'll never get the answers they're teaching our children in
school.
Never.
So my question is, and we're allowing it, are we not?
No.
We're not?
But,
no.
It's kind of hard to wake people up.
I went to the school with a friend of mine and challenged the teacher.
And how far did that get you?
Found out that she agreed with me.
And how far does that get to? Because she's a part of the union. She can't do anything about it.
No, I know.
So,
yeah, I
and no one's challenging the union.
The union is no good.
And the school board can change the standards.
Yeah, division problem.
What's wrong with you,
Jeff? I saw something on Facebook where they had a math problem where they had like
one of the many,
three
one
plus
the,
some Greek symbol equals 12.
Put this thing up with President Obama talking to Putin, and under the caption it says, Israel braces as Obama tells Putin, if you like your Ukraine, you can keep your Ukraine.
What's amazing is I wonder if the president even knows where the Ukraine is.
Oh, God, this man is not stupid, man. See, when we play him as stupid,
we lose.
Mm-hmm. He's not stupid. He knows what he's doing. And that's the problem. He does know what he's doing. He's doing this on purpose, and he's killing us. You know, and the thing is you've got people that believe he's just a puppet. He's just this, and he's just – you guys, people, please wake up and take your country over.
They can't.
They can't.
His idea of a strong Middle Eastern leadership is a Muslim Brotherhood.
Because they're fleet.
Like I said, people, please wake up and take your country over.
They can't.
Well,
how do you wake up people? No. Right now, we're talking about...
Shoot a 12-gauge off the roof. That's what Joe
we're talking about.
Will we wake up when they start emptying the ghettos and bringing them to concentration camps?
No.
FEMA camps.
No.
FEMA camps.
Do you
they're
realize
FEMA now.
People walk...
FEMA camps. That's what they are.
People walk into slavery?
Yeah.
No,
many of them did.
Yeah.
They walked straight into it.
Many of them did.
When Joe Biden,
not because I mean they didn't have
to force
them and beat them into it. They walked straight into it.
Well, I've said
Never.
That before.
Hello?
I've been told I was nuts. What's once the economy collapses, which is what they're orchestrating, what's the easiest way to feed a large number of people? Put them in a camp.
But they're already there.
No.
People are
going to
want to go into a camp.
Listen, you don't have to put them in a camp if they're already
in
camp
food.
They're already there.
Slavery is people!
No, but seriously, guys, listen. People are already enslaved. They just don't know it.
All you got to do is put up
a camp. They're already
there.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, listen, you do not have to chain a man if you control his mind. And right now, you are watching people become totally controlled by a system, and they're not even—they don't even know it.
Hello.
So
they can't—they cannot. Financially, the government cannot keep doing what they're doing.
Yes, they can.
They can't.
Why can't they?
Because they can't. Because they can't print enough worthless money to do it.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
Have you ever heard of the Weimar Republic?
Explain this to her.
Yeah, they can't do it, but they're going to do it anyway.
Eight, I believe, printing presses running 24 hours a day making paper money. It was so worthless, they were changing wages hourly. They were paying people in factories hourly. Bread was increasing 5 and 6 times a day. Under that kind of a situation, they cannot...
What's that lead to?
Dictatorship.
And what's that lead to?
Prison camps.
And what's that lead to? Death camps?
Death camps.
Yeah.
Okay. And under that kind of a financial burden, you cannot have the type of social welfare system we have now. The only way to take care of a large number of people with a currency that is in that kind of a free fall is to get them in one concentrated area and everybody gets a bowl of soup.
And a bullet.
And they're already there.
No, they're not.
You can't tell me when you live in – how much is food stamp now?
I hear you, but people are still scattered. You understand what he's saying.
You don't understand what I'm saying, Tracy. Yeah,
they're still
because
scattered?
The thing is, instead of get under the camp system, instead of giving you $500 a month for food stamps, I can feed you on 50 cents a day.
That's what they're doing now.
No, they're not.
They are.
No, they're not, Tracy.
Okay,
you don't understand.
Hold on. Lives out in the sticks.
Hold on.
You have to bring sticks out of the sticks.
Let me ask you this. Now, the number is 347-945-5255. Eric, if you guys want to jump in.
Come and take it.
Now, listen to this.
It's hard to wake people up when they think that the Republican president is going to put you in chains. It's kind of hard to wake those people up, you know?
Let me ask you this. Right now, remember when we took the projects. Let's remember the projects. They don't have projects anymore.
Not like the
Okay, hold on. They don't have projects anymore. So they no longer have Westlake projects. They don't have Kimmel Brook projects. So what they did was HUD came in and they took all this. They were beautifying the area, and they diversified the area and made it. They just redistributed into a house, but kept you in the same area. Going the same way, doing the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Is that not concentrated?
Well, yeah, but the thing is don't forget that the poor people like that were the guinea pigs for the rest of us.
Right.
Okay, me and Sticks live out. They can't have us living out to be able to pull this off. They have to pull us into where I have to move from my nice little neighborhood. I have to move downtown Youngstown now.
Or they'll move four other families into.
Well, no, but still, they gotta pack you in that way. They can't let you spread out. You can't be out by the drinking water. Okay, I'm out by our drinking water. Mm-hmm. Okay, when I'm out there, I'm not allowed to do certain things, this, that, and the other. But for them to do something, they have to create a cataclysm. Like they're going to take over all the farmland because there's not enough crops being able to get grown,
and
they move everybody into the city.
And let me make this perfectly clear. It doesn't have to be an economic disaster. It could be a natural disaster.
Disaster will do.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, we got people running around saying health care is a right. But nobody's saying water's a right.
And don't you need water to live?
I think water.
Water's
I think
more
if
important
we're gonna
than
make
healthcare.
If we're going to make something a right...
Make
the right to everyone to have water in their house would be a more important right than health care.
Most definitely.
No.
Yeah, you can't live without water.
There is a
You die faster. You'll die faster from no water than you will from no health care.
Got a joke for you.
No, I don't even like where this is going.
No, there's an ocean liner, and on it is Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, and President Obama. It starts to go down. Who gets saved?
Nancy Pelosi.
America. That's a Jimmy Fallon joke, which is probably the funniest thing he ever said in his life.
Yeah,
but,
you know, he's changed his tune. But you better watch out, because they'll kick him off the late-night show just like they got rid of Leno.
No, not yet.
Oh, yeah, quickly. Because he's not getting the ratings. His ratings are terrible.
No.
He's not making the transition. He's not going to either, because you know what? You don't have any substance in the younger generation.
Well, he keeps on telling jokes like that. I'll watch him. I mean, I don't even want to say that's a joke. That's the truth.
No.
Like I said, I'm not much of a writer, but anybody takes out any one of those three, I'd all have a pen pal.
Hey, Jeff, how does Harry Reid get away with all that stuff, Tracy?
Because the media allows him.
The idiotic, stupid things he says, he can't believe
lies.
It.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're all lies.
Nobody's lost their health care. Nobody.
Listen, guys.
I'm nobody.
Let me start. George Soros is not a gangster.
What?
No, he's not.
Hold on. Last year, a hedge fund founder George Soros made $4 billion.
Mm-hmm. That's a bad year for him.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to put him in jail.
What'd you say, Eric?
Nobody wants to throw him in jail, though.
Why?
He didn't redistribute any of his wealth, did he?
No, he didn't. He's the creator of the 1%, and he closed off his hedge fund.
Yep.
Yes.
Nobody can get in.
He doesn't have to report.
He's right. He doesn't
only
have to
his
report.
Family members.
And he shut it off.
Why doesn't he have to? Whoa! Why doesn't he have to report?
Because it's private. It's just him and his immediate family.
That's right. It's a blind
so he can
trust,
do anything he wants. He can do anything he wants.
Mm-hmm. And nobody knows
no
the
report.
Wiser.
The man
there's
who
no,
single-handedly
George
destroyed.
Movement.
You know, I didn't get to go home and ask. I didn't go home and ask my mom who my dad is.
Yeah, there's no Occupy George Soros movement out there.
No.
You think George Soros wants to adopt?
The George. He wouldn't want to adopt you.
Why not?
Because he made sure many people that look like you went to the ovens.
No. I'm not Jewish.
I said he made sure many people that looked like you went to the ovens.
You forgot
that there were black people in a lot of these countries. They were wiped out.
Well, you know what else is kind of peculiar to me? You know, I mean, this socialist movement that we are upon us today, they like homosexuals, and the socialists of the past, they didn't. They were the first ones in the ovens.
Well,
in fact, they didn't even get the ovens.
They need to have homosexuals because they need population control. And as long as you can have, for right now,
mm-hmm.
as long as you can have a lust for fulfillment and not populate, you'll be something and you'll go somewhere.
So that's why they change now.
If you think about it. And it's all. And
well,
it's,
I mean, that makes perfectly good sense, but.
Because, you know, two men and two women can't make anything.
Yeah.
And they don't want to talk about that.
Two men can't do anything either, make anything, but boy, can one president make a mess.
Yeah.
How is it that Romney clearly told everybody, you know, Russia is your problem.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us that agreed with him, we got roundly and soundly ridiculed in the media, okay, all over the place, here locally, all over the place. Now, why is it turning out to be true right now?
And now Kerry's going to go over there this week and say nothing. What's he going to say at this point?
I'm John Kerry, and I'm a statesman, and I'm looking at you, Russia. We're watching you.
Hey, Jeff,
Putin's
gonna put out your hand.
He was going to pour himself his vodka and laugh at him. He was going to pour himself a bottle of vodka and laugh at him.
But I'm John Kerry. I'm going watching you, Russia. You better not make a move and take over Crimea like you already did, or else we're going to write you a really nasty letter.
Again, another shot of vodka and laugh at him.
Yeah, Putin, Putin would take Kerry into a private room all by their lonesome. Kerry'd come out looking like a, little poor boy.
Putin would beat that boy down. It's crazy. It's crazy. You don't expect people, because it's just like last night. Everybody's all enamored with these freaking awards. And I'm up there saying, I could care less about any Academy Awards. I had a family member that I respect highly. I'm talking about, well, I got to go watch the Academy Awards. I mean, the whatever those things were last night. I said, you really watch this stuff?
Did you watch it? Did you on Facebook last night?
Jake, you're really going to the Coliseum to watch that?
No, man, seriously, I was on Facebook last night. I was on my phone, and I was watching the conversation of everyone while the Oscars won. Like I said, I was not watching the Oscars. So I was watching Facebook, and so when I got done watching Facebook, I knew what I wanted to go back and see the highlights of. So I wanted to see Matthew McConaughey. I wanted to see the young black girl who won for supporting actress, and I wanted to see Happy. You know, do you realize, and the selfie that out-tweeted President Obama's selfie. Do you realize that that conversation was more important to America last night than anything else that was going on?
Yeah. Well,
yep.
Dumbing down of America.
And so that's why I keep on saying we are being indoctrinated. We are asleep. And people are just that we want to entertain me, but don't educate me. They have no idea what's going on in the Ukraine. They have no idea what's going on in the White House. They have no idea what's going on in Israel. They have no idea what's going on with their taxes. They have no idea what's going on with anything else that's going on in America.
If they did, they'd be at the gun store.
No, we don't do guns.
Oh, yes, we do.
No, we don't do guns. Guns are dangerous.
You guys agree with me?
No.
If they knew what was going on,
they'd
be at the gun store.
They're trying to take my guns away.
No, they're
trying
to take your ammunition away.
That'll be just fine when they take them away from the criminals first. I'll gladly give you mine.
True. There you go.
But the thing is, the government.
I'll give you part of mine.
The government is the criminal.
I'll give you the lead end.
Yeah.
But the government is the criminal.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I'll let them carry my bullets for me.
And our first initial government recognized that.
Yeah.
And created a constitution to protect us from our government.
Oh, you misunderstood it, though. The Constitution is a list of negative rights.
But I went to school.
According to who?
But I went to school, and they told me that the government was my friend.
You should shut your teacher first.
Yeah. You can't, because that's
not my school district.
What'd
they
you
didn't
say,
tell
that.
Yeah, that's back when you had to worry about hunting. You know, see, the first Second Amendment was all about hunting. It wasn't about tyrannical government. Well, that's what I was taught in school anyway.
And that's why you can have a well-formed militia, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, for hunting, a well-formed militia.
But this is, we need to really go back.
See, that's the
difference. Go back to school and look at what they indoctrinate with our people.
You know what?
If it's
all about hunting, boy, would I like to have somebody's head mounted on my trophy wall.
And city schools.
What's the difference?
Because I was taught to fear the government in school. I was taught the government was not my friend. The government is my enemy. And the Second Amendment was for me
to protect myself
from the government.
When we were in school, most guys.
Do you even know what the Second Amendment is now?
The first guys were hunting.
That's right.
There was no big deal. We were taught to bring in.
It's a state holiday in Wisconsin.
But we were taught to bring in news, news clippings.
Yep.
And we would go through
current
events.
I'll tell you what. As soon as they offer licenses to go hunt down in D.C., I'm there.
Now. Because remember, we believe what's inside of the news. We don't think outside of the box anymore. We don't ask any questions. We just say, oh, CNN. Remember, things change when cable changed, when the 24-hour news cycle changed, when the Internet changed. People have lost the ability to think on their own.
But popular culture wasn't even allowed to be considered current events either.
Correct.
You didn't bring in something about your favorite rock and roll star.
You were not taught to read between the lines.
You don't have to read between the lines.
Yes, you
do. It's the lines that you have to read of the Constitution.
No, we're talking about just in current events, just in reading your newspaper. You have to be able to question what you're reading, and that's not what's being taught. What's being taught is whatever I tell you, you believe. That's how you can have an Al Sharpton on at 6 o'clock. Who in the world would think that Al Sharpton would be on a 6 o'clock news channel? Come on.
Defending global warming.
Yeah.
Yeah, but But Glenn Beck has more watchers than he does on his pay, on his private pay.
But what I'm saying is, but the question is, who's watching? Right now, Glenn Beck is still singing to the choir. You still have another 47% out there who are watching MSNBC and CNN.
47% don't pay taxes.
I don't know about that, though, you know, because Glenn Beck's audience is growing.
I know.
Okay, so he is now growing past his original influence was.
But I'll tell you who during the break who's not watching Glenn Beck. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. In Youngstown, at a house on South Avenue, a 3-year-old boy was found dead over the weekend. A preliminary investigation suggests he froze to death. His guardian says she believes he wandered into the unheated back porch in the middle of the night while the rest of the family slept and closed the door behind him. In Warren, Attorney General Mike DeWine held a community discussion on drug overdoses in our state. On average, he says 5 people die each day in Ohio because of an accidental drug overdose. DeWine says the most effective tool to stop drug abuse is community involvement. And looks like YSU President Randy Dunn might be leaving earlier than August. University trustees say they plan to meet this week to discuss an earlier departure for Dunn, who's leaving to take a job as president of Southern Illinois University. The chairman of YSU trustees says he thinks Dunn will leave at the end of March. If an agreement is reached, Ikram Khawaja, provost and vice president for academic affairs, likely would be appointed as interim president. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren.
Like most Americans, I like a king-size bed. But last week, mine was in the shop, so the dealer loaned me a sofa bed. You know, one of those pretty little convertible jobs, the kind with the optional piping trim and tasseled throw pillows. Oh, sure, they're nice, but how do you get them open? Mine got stuck the first night. I pushed and pulled, and then I did like I do with most mechanical things. I gave it a good, swift kick. Well, what do you know, I said to myself. Next thing I know, the thing is out the door into the street. I did what any sensible person would do. I ran after it and jumped on. Boy, that baby really took off. I've never seen a bed with this kind of acceleration. We were dodging in and out between cars. Then I saw the railroad crossing up ahead. Suddenly, she stopped right in the middle of the track. Oh, I realized I had to act fast. I figured I got her going once. I can do it again. I'm fed up with this thing. A brand new bed, it wouldn't even start. Imagine that. You just did. You saw it on the radio.
Get your business noticed. Call 330-783-1000.
I want to be a rock star.
I want to be a fireman.
I want to be a baseball player.
I'll be a chef.
Cause it's like the coolest job ever.
You get to ride around in a giant bus. The chefs get to cook yummy cheeseburgers, pizza, and chocolate, everything.
I would be the pitcher because they get to do something all the time.
They get right on those trucks and never have to stop for red lights or nothing.
And you get to play really loud.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect in the immune system that affects millions. Early detection can give children a chance to dream. Visit us at info4pi.org or call 1-866-INFO-4-PI.
My plan is to be the youngest pitcher to ever throw a no-hitter.
All right, a cookbook that's just for kids.
I know I'm going to be famous because my mom and dad call me the little star.
And that pole you slide down? Cool.
Jeffrey Modell Foundation. 25 years of helping children reach for their dreams.
WSOM.
I saw a guy texting yesterday, but I think he had his kids with him. Is that possible? I felt like following him. And he was not going slow. He was approaching a roundabout. I don't know what you have to set up for yourself, what sort of thing to convince yourself, but texting while you're driving is not suicidal, it's homicidal.
Catch Dennis Miller, noon to 3, weekdays, right here on News Talk AM 600.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
You must have did something to my song.
No,
because it went off.
No,
he went off.
It does it all the time.
You
anyway.
Did this. You just did this. There it is.
Me and Mark were commiserating about that the other day.
What?
That it was cut off. She said, Jeff, what you do with the song, Jeff?
That's right, Jeff.
They're all lies.
You know, I should have.
They're not happy. They're lying. They're all lies.
Yeah. Hey, they're beating up on the Koch brothers. Turns out they're 59th on the list.
59th on the doggone donor list.
On the list of
they tell me
givers of political causes.
Hold on, wait a minute. Governor.
What about George Soros, though?
What about George Soros?
Well, George Soros does it under the table.
MoveOn.org, Acorn, all those groups. People think they're going to grow on trees, man.
No. 19. Jennifer Granholm. She was all against, you know, soft money, PAC money, super PAC money. Right now, she is over the biggest PAC for the liberal parties in America.
Right. What about, remember, the president was going to abide by all the rules the first election.
He forgot.
He's going to take the public money and listen to the public rules.
He was so transparent he couldn't see what he wrote before.
He forgot.
2008.
He wrote it down. It was just invisible ink.
It was invisible ink because it's so clear. You know.
Yeah.
It's
so
transparent. In 2008, I was working midnights. People were knocking on my door 2-3 times a day asking me who I'm going to vote for.
Well, they got it down to a science by 2012 because they knew what you was going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, would you people please don't leave me alone? I'm trying to get some sleep. Who's paying for all this? Now it's obvious.
Did he answer?
I'm looking at this list of top political organizations for donations. You don't get a Republican leaning one until you get down here to number 7, which is UPS.
Who is Act Blue?
I don't know who Act Blue is, but you got
Act number
Blue
one.
Is number one. Act Two is the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees. Three is AT&T, they're neutral. National Education Association is number 4.
We know they're not neutral.
International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, United Auto Workers, Carpenters and Joiners, Service Employees, Laborers Union, American Federation of Teachers, and then I mean, the Koch brothers, you don't get down here to, like, number 59. You know, it's Koch
funny.
Industries.
It's funny. Unions, there's a lot of unions there, but for some reason it's illegal for companies to give that much.
AFL-CIO.
But I got a question for you guys, and I got to go off of topic just for a minute. Do you guys, I mean, because most of you guys in here are men, right?
I can't. There you go. I can't speak for the other two, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys like when women look like ladies, or do you like rather for us to look like tramps?
In the bedroom?
No, walking down the street.
No, walking down the street. I want you to look like a respectable woman.
Okay.
Lady.
Because I went out.
Lady, woman,
I went out.
Whatever.
I went out to buy some hose the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And he was looking slummy and picked up a lot of guys at the counter.
No, listen.
Is that what happened?
No. They're taking hose off the market. And I don't understand.
They'll never.
They're taking hose off the market.
They'll never take hose off the market.
I thought you could pick them up on the street.
That's the world's profession. Yeah.
I didn't say hose. I said hose. H-O-S-E.
What's the difference?
Oh.
Hosiery?
And? Where you gonna go, big girl?
One you put on, one you turn on. That's the only difference.
We're gonna go back to music for the rest of the night because I can't get a straight out of these guys without issues. So I'm just gonna be happy. Seriously, they don't sell dresses like they used to anymore. They don't sell, and I'm having issues because I think they're trying to turn women into little men.
Of course they are.
What do you mean? Men don't wear hose.
Yes, they do, unfortunately.
They do today. I bet you I can go on the internet and find them for drag queens.
You got more.
Barroom Journal Teen in Memphis.
I'm looking at no, I'm serious, Jeff. This is serious. They're trying to turn me into a little mutt.
Honky Tonk Woman is a serious song.
I got issues. And I
bet you sticks in those.
Well, if you want to buy some hoes, you got definitely issues.
Rolling Stones.
Why am I the only one laughing?
Because I didn't think what he said was funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
Listen here. You have to go out and get some sun.
Just open that little shade right there.
He needs more than that little shade. You know, they make tanning beds.
Yeah, I know.
You'll be looking like Banner.
I'm in a tanning bed or the spray tan or whatever it is, you know?
Oh, that's what I wanted to tell
it's
you.
From Ohio.
Listen here, I got to tell you something. No, listen. Somebody needs to go and tell all these people that were at the Oscars last night that Dr. Michael O'Bang is in Beverly Hills. Because there was a real plastic surgery bang-ups last night. John Travolta looked like he was lost.
Oh, really?
I was bad. Botox, but I mean, I'm serious. Y'all need to know that there's some good plastic surgery. There's some other surgeons out there. I'm sorry.
No, it's true.
And John Kerry's going to be one of these over to visit Putin.
What'd you say, Eric?
John Kerry's probably going to need one when he goes over to visit Putin.
John Kerry needs to take his with him. Why did they make John Kerry Secretary of State?
Because he's John Kerry and he speaks like this.
Yes.
Why? I'm telling you. John Kerry is an idiot.
That's not the point.
He's the highest idiot on their side, though.
Jeff, he was almost president. Why are you calling him an idiot?
Because he's an idiot.
He got beat by a bigger idiot.
Hey, don't be talking about my president.
I just did.
Don't talk about my president. George W. Bush was my president.
Oh.
And
George Bush wasn't no idiot.
I think he was an idiot.
No,
George W. Bush.
The way he
was
conducted the war, he was
you
an idiot.
You cannot talk about George W. Bush.
The way he conducted the war, I think it wasn't his fault. What do you mean? It wasn't his fault.
He went to war.
Reagan showed us how to do it. We went to bed Saturday night, woke up, we had Grenada.
Yeah, but don't forget that.
You know, you don't give somebody 90 days to get rid of their weapons of mass destruction when you know they have them because there's a paper trail.
Well, that was the Congress's fault. They held him up for 90 days.
But actually,
he's the commander-in-chief. He should have done it smartly.
Yeah, but you know.
He was an idiot.
No, he wasn't an idiot.
Now, another area, his foreign policy, he was an idiot.
You cannot call my president an idiot.
I just did.
That's not nice.
Well,
that's my president.
What he did was idiotic.
It was not.
Makes him an idiot.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it does.
He knew it wasn't. He was trying to do things in a better way. His biggest problem is he tried to make too many people happy.
Yeah, wait. He tried to go sit down and talk to people like our current president wants to go do?
No, he did not
try
to do
that.
That
didn't work.
He didn't try to do that.
He would want to have a sit down with Saddam?
No, that's not what he tried to do.
Could you say that would be a good television series? Sit down with Saddam.
No, that's not true.
You know?
You are so bad.
Yeah, it'd be nice. That'd be a good television. It'd be a good comedy.
No.
I'm going to make a new song.
No.
What's it called?
I don't think Obama
should say it. Long.
Oh, I always said
Saddam Obama Ling Long.
Yeah, well.
No, he
the
called
platters,
my
president. That's what we're going.
He
we're going called, back.
He called my president an idiot.
Well, the what's the name of that? The special ops team?
Steel Team 6?
Yeah, they got the wrong Obama.
Huh? Man, you feel so cynical. He's a man.
I'm just saying, the one was already neutralized. He was basically a shadow of himself. He couldn't go anywhere, do anything. The one that's causing more problems for the United States right now is in the White House.
You guys put him there?
Not me. I didn't vote for him.
Doesn't matter. Did you work on the other campaign?
Oh, yes.
No.
I worked here.
No.
Telling everybody.
No.
That counts.
Did you go out and work? Anyone that did not work for the person that they wanted worked for the opposition.
And I wasn't for the opposition and worked for the opposition.
Yeah, you know, you got a point there. But I still say they got the wrong Obama.
Did anybody see last week's press conference with President Obama in reference to the African-American male?
Yes, I saw it.
What did you think?
Well, it's midterm election time coming up, so we've got to do something to rally the people.
You want you really want to know? Because I lit him up last week on that one. Said, here it is, 5 years in.
He just found out there was a problem.
He found out that there was a problem with black people and black youth. And he's going to spend $400 million or $40 million. Whatever it is.
He spent more on global warming than that.
How?
He spent more on global warming than that.
He did. He did spend more on global warming than that.
Well, I mean,
that's a problem you can't throw money at to fix. No amount of money in the world is going to fix the problem that 70% of black children are born out of wedlock. There ain't no amount of money going to fix that problem. That's a problem of the soul.
There's no doubt about it, but the one thing...
That's a problem of the system, too, because, you know, the government's policies sort of promote that. Right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you've got to change the government.
They're executing gays in Iran.
That's nothing.
We're going in, ladies and gentlemen. You're going in.
Going in where?
Iran.
Why are we going to Iran?
Because they're executing gays.
How can that be now?
Hold up. What do you mean?
Ahmadinejad Judge said they don't have gay people in Iran.
We don't have those people.
that's because Putin took them home. And now you see what he's doing with them. Who's the first in the ovens?
Yes, I mean...
Uh-huh. First they get legislation against you.
How come every time the United States becomes weak, we end up in a world war?
Because we need to make money.
Has anybody
figured
that
money.
Out? Every time we weaken ourselves.
Why do you mean it's not about money? I hear it's always about money. When has it ever been about money?
I don't think God cares about money.
It's power and control what we're dealing with. I mean, you know, and
well, they need the United States getting their backside kicked in a world war to reset the world, order.
But we got a problem.
Because if we go to war, if we go to a significant war, we're done because we don't have the finances.
Well, we don't even have the troops anymore. We're going to pre-World War II levels.
We got a problem. Houston, there's a problem. We can't go into a significant war like that without a God.
Right,
because
exactly.
If we do, we're going to be hit.
Well,
yeah, you
without a God and without troops. I mean, right now,
we're downsizing, aren't we?
Yeah, pre-World War II levels. Our illustrious president wants us to go to.
Well, you tell me this: the Chinese are building a blue water navy for the first time in modern history. They're building fleet ballistic missile submarines, which is the ones that they can park a nuclear warhead in D.C. from any place on a planet covered with water. And we're cutting our hunter-killer submarine force.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to kill another submarine is with a submarine.
While you have a warship from Iran sitting off off your international waters down in your Gulf. What sense does that make to anybody?
He's tweaking our nose. He's pulling our nose hair.
Mm. Remember at one time if you crossed a line with in Benghazi? No, not Benghazi. What was the line? The Gulf of Sidra. Remember that? You crossed that line, we shot you down, didn't care, didn't ask questions.
Yep.
Yeah. Now they cross the line and they invite you to the White House for a sit-down. Oh, we're sorry.
They feed you nice, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, wake up, America. Get rid of this president any way possible.
No, it's not going to happen. I mean, you're blowing smoke now. You just wasted 3 seconds of air.
May have, but it's the way I feel, and I believe it's the only solution.
But if you were to
right.
Hold on. If you were to get rid of this president, who would be the president?
By shotgun.
So you mean to tell me you would rather get rid of this president and put President Biden in? Come on now.
Yeah, because then the speaker would automatically be because he's insane.
Yeah, but they wouldn't classify him as insane.
I didn't say get rid of. You know, I did say get rid of the president.
You did.
But we need to get rid of the.
So if the president is no longer there, hold on. No. Let's go back to what you
okay.
actually said.
Go ahead.
If this president stepped down and resigned tomorrow, you would rather have President Biden?
I'd say we'd have to get rid of the president again.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Let me play a few seconds of this and just see if a president would ever speak like this again.
Okay.
Pull up my computer.
The President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, last night when I spoke with you about the fall of Rome,
who's that?
I knew
FDR.
At that moment
D-Day.
The troops of the United States and our allies were crossing the...
Attention all healthcare professionals. Is your practice accepting new patients? Are you looking to grow your business? If so, listen to this opportunity. Our radio station, which is part of Cumulus Media, is publishing and distributing 20,000 free local medical guides this spring. It includes a physician's listing, as well as marketing opportunities for your practice. This is a great opportunity for you to attract new patients. Make sure your practice is included in the medical guide. For all the details, call me, Brad Martin. Marshall at 330-779-8127.
News Talk 600 is on iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio.com. Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor, Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Newstalk 600, WSOM.
You're listening to the Valley's News Talk, WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. This is News Talk 600.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. Russian troops are pouring across the border into neighboring Ukraine. For now, troop buildups are confined to Crimea, where many people are of Russian descent. In Kiev, the interim Ukrainian government calls the move an invasion. It's demanding a diplomatic solution. More on the U.S. response. Here's ABC's White House correspondent Ann Compton.
President Obama spent a reported 90 minutes on the phone with Russian President Putin, while all the other economic members of the G8 say they are pulling the plug on preparations for the G8 summit in Russia. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry is heading to Ukraine.
Global stock markets are down sharply this morning on tensions over Russia's military advance. The governors of Virginia and Tennessee have declared a state of emergency with the latest winter storm dumping snow and ice. Reporter Tony Yates in Toms River, New Jersey, says the snow's been nonstop.
It's also freezing my lips because it's so cold out here because the wind has picked up and it's the snow almost flying horizontally. Very, very cold, very, very windy.
Dave Birch with the Maryland Highway Administration says drivers should not go out in this.
All it takes is one serious crash during rush hour on the Beltway or on 95, and then it's like, well, there's a 20-mile backup. Why weren't you out there? Well, we were out there, but that crash kept us from doing what we needed to do.
Federal government offices in D.C. are closed. Jury selection beginning in New York today for the trial of Osama bin Laden's son-in-law, accused of conspiracy to kill Americans.
For families of victims, the trial of Suleiman Abu Ghaith may be their only chance to see a 9/11-related case decided in a court here in New York with a jury of New Yorkers. Ghaith is charged with being al-Qaeda's mouthpiece. He's the highest-ranking al-Qaeda figure and closest bin Laden associate to stand trial on U.S. soil.
Correspondent Aaron Katursky in New York. This is ABC News.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability? How about low libido or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to get relief from these problems.
Hello?
But you're in luck, because Ambryn can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight with Ambryn Weight Loss, a powerful new product that will help you get the results you want. So you can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambryn Weight Loss. Just call 1-800-240-8664. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call Ambryn right now, 1-800-240-8664. That's 1-800-240-8664. 1-800-240-8664.
They're supposed to help infants settle down, but sleep machines for babies could cause hearing loss, according to new medical research. Here's ABC's Scott Goldberg.
They're designed to help babies drift to sleep with lullabies or white noise blocking whatever's happening in the world beyond the crib. But crank up the volume, and infant sleep machines can damage your child's hearing. So say researchers at the University of Toronto, who tested 14 popular machines at a distance of 30 centimeters. Three of the machines were louder than 85 decibels, the workplace safety limit for adults. Doctors recommend lowering the volume and putting the machines farther away to ensure your babies will be able to hear you when they're supposed to. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
A lot of people watched the Oscars last night. Nielsen says the ratings were up 7% on last year. The Oscars are frequently the second most watched television program of the year. That's after the Super Bowl. Richard Davies, ABC News.
The most important car in the world is yours. That relationship isn't important because you love gas stations, oil changes, and car payments. Nope, you love all the other things your car drives you to. You call it life. Safe Auto gets it. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO, 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, it's Auto Show time, and that means great deals on your favorite Ford vehicles. For a limited time, get a new Focus with up to $3,000 cash back. See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer for Auto Show specials, or visit drive1ohio.com.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability? How about low libido or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to get relief from these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambryn can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight with Ambryn Weight Loss, a powerful new product that will help you get the results you want. So you can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Amberen Weight Loss. Just call 1-800-240-8664. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call Amberen right now, 1-800-240-8664. That's 1-800-240-8664. 1-800-240-8664.
4 hours of the best music in the world. Tune in Sundays from 1 till 4 p.m. for the Happy Polka Land Show. Sundays from 1 to 4 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. It's the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Of the United States.
My fellow Americans, last night when I spoke with you about the fall of Rome, I knew at that moment that troops of the United States and our allies were crossing the channel in another and greater operation. It has come to pass with success thus far. And so, in this poignant hour, I ask you to join with me in prayer. Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will need thy blessings. Their road will be long and hard. For the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces. Success may not come with rushing speed, but we shall return again and again. And we know that by thy grace and by the righteousness of our cause, our sons will triumph. They will be sore tried by night and by day, without rest, until the victory is won. The darkness will be rent by noise and flame. Men's souls will be shaken with the violences of war. For these men are lately drawn from the ways of peace. They fight not for the lust of conquest. They fight to end conquest. They fight to liberate. They fight to let justice arise and tolerance and goodwill among all thy people. They yearn but for the end of battle, for their return to the haven of home. Some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them, thy heroic servants, into thy kingdom. And for us at home, fathers, mothers, children, wives, sisters, and brothers of brave men overseas, whose thoughts and prayers are ever with them, help us, Almighty God, to rededicate ourselves in renewed faith in thee in this hour of great sacrifice. Many people have urged that I call the nation into a single day of special prayer. But because the road is long and the desire is great, I ask that our people devote themselves in a continuance of prayer. As we rise to each new day, and again when each day is spent, let words of prayer be on our lips, invoking thy help to our efforts. Give us strength, too. Strengthen our daily tasks to redouble the contributions we make in the physical and the material support of our armed forces. And let our hearts be stout to wait out the long travel, to bear sorrows that may come, to impart our courage unto our sons, wheresoever they may be. And, O Lord, give us faith. Give us faith in thee, faith in our sons, faith in each other, faith in our united crusade. Let not the keenness of our spirit ever be dulled. Let not the impacts of temporary events, of temporal matters of but fleeting moment, let not these deter us in our unconquerable purpose. With thy blessing, we shall prevail over the unholy forces of our enemy. Help us to conquer the apostles of greed and racial arrogances. Lead us to the saving of our country, and with our sister nations into a world unity that will spell a sure peace, a peace invulnerable to the schemings of unworthy men, and a peace that will let all men live in freedom, reaping the just rewards of their honest toil. Thy will be done, Almighty God. Amen.
Hey, we're back. And you listen to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. You know, Styx brought this up and wanted me to play it, and he started playing it, and it was too low, and I wanted to make sure that everyone could hear it. And he said, do you think that we could hear that prayer again from a... Absolutely
people
not.
People lose their minds.
Listen, they lost their minds because the man got up and had one little gold statue that ain't even real gold and said, I want to thank God for little Oscar, and rubbed his bald head and said, and they about lost their mind. You know, Facebook is blowing up because the little man said he wanted to thank God.
They didn't lose their minds. They never had him to start with.
No, you can't say that again. You can't say that.
I can say that.
They can't say that anymore.
I just did.
Y'all going to make me lose
what is Jeff talking about?
Up in here.
I don't know
here.
What Jeff's talking
Jeff
about.
Just singing.
No, but what I found really interesting about that speech is that, you know, FDR at that time said to get rid of racial prejudices. He knew at that time, before we even found a death camp, what was happening in Poland. In occupied Poland, I should say.
But you have to understand, he made reference to God, what, how many times?
10, 12.
I don't find that abnormal.
He asked for protection on our troops.
He asked for all of us to pray.
Asked for people to pray every day.
Mm-hmm.
I
think we should, I mean.
They would.
So we go to war.
Lose their mind.
So now we just go to war and just wing it.
What'd you do? Wing it.
We just wing it.
Yeah, I tell you what, not I. I would not go into battle without God's protection.
Bill said that President Obama spoke the word, this speech. I fear it would sound hollow without any confidence or conviction.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just described the president to a T.
And that's true. That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to go to war? How are you going to have a world war and America go to war?
We got to impeach the president first.
No. This is bigger than the president.
This is the soul of the society.
This is a societal flaw.
So do we need a faith-based initiative to march on Washington D.C.?
No, No, we don't. No,
no, said yes. You
no.
said no.
No, we need a faith-based initiative
to go throughout this country.
The soul of the soul of the whole country.
Because right now,
and then we march on DC.
No, I mean,
no,
right,
have
now, we have,
just,
right now we have lost all faith, all hope in God, and we've taken him out the marketplace completely.
We've erased him.
Mm-hmm. If they could right now, they would go through all the marble in DC and all the marble throughout the country, and they would erase anything
just,
that made reference
well,
to God.
I just pray to the government and I get food stamps.
But no, I mean, well, a certain segment of the population has replaced God with government, and the other part has replaced God with affluence.
Correct. And
I don't need God because I got food on my table and clothes on my back.
Who's saying affluence? I never met him.
What, the Saint Affluence? Oh, there's quite a few.
I don't know that God.
But there are a lot of people, and those that know better, they have closed their eyes to conformity because they don't want to be ostracized.
Ostracize me?
No, ostracized. Not ultrasound.
No, supersize me.
No, not supersize. Ostracized.
No.
No one wants to be, because, and I tell you what, you know, I say this in...
Nobody wants to be shunned from the community.
Well, shun me.
Not only this.
I don't want to be a part of a godless society.
But when I look at this, I really look at this, and I look at Stephen. Stephen was preaching, and he was being stoned.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept on preaching.
Stephen the martyr.
Yep. Kept on preaching.
Preaching deacon.
He kept on preaching. He didn't shut up. Mm-hmm. And and it wasn't like little pebbles. They were banging him upside the head until they killed him.
Yep.
And he kept on preaching.
So those were real sticks and stones.
Right. So now mm-hmm. I want to know how many preachers would allow them to throw rocks at them now and keep on preaching.
Not one.
Let he cast the first stone.
No. It ain't about...
Give me a pile of rocks.
No, seriously. I mean, seriously. I'm serious. Everybody want to be a preacher, but don't nobody want to get stoned.
No, like I said.
I mean, seriously. They want to preach.
Like
they
Matthew want to be, McConaughey.
They want,
look,
they
he, he's
what?
Getting
no,
stoned
no,
right
no,
now.
No, 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 no. He wasn't getting stoned. They just saying some stuff about him, and he'll get over that. I'm talking about they're throwing rocks, for real rocks. And I want to know how many preachers, how many pastors, how many deacons, how many Christians who say all that stuff would stop preaching if they started throwing stones at them.
No, the only way
or
they're
if they come in, take them out in handcuffs.
The only way they're going to stop preaching and telling the truth is they throw something else at them.
What, money?
Yep. Just ask Al Sharpton.
But see, that's something different, I think. I don't even put him in the same classification. He's just there.
They threw money at him. Look what happened.
But Al Sharpton, Reverend Jesse Jackson and Reverend Al Sharpton, I think they something different. And I'm not trying to talk about them. They just, I don't know what they do.
And if yeah, we thought we
Tracy?
Don't.
Tracy?
Yes?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, go ahead. I mean, you know, how many preachers, in all honesty, if they pass a hate crime law against preaching Romans 1,
okay.
are going to continue to preach Romans 1?
Yeah.
They're not preaching Romans 1 now, so what? No, they're not.
My church preaches Romans 1.
No, we're preaching it, but we ain't preaching. We preach it in an inoculated sense.
Well. Not as a whole, but, I mean, you have your pockets. Don't forget that the church is the church.
The way is narrow.
That's right. Just straight is the gate and narrow is the path.
Yeah.
And the straight means very difficult, bumpy, twisty, turny type
right.
of thing.
Right.
Just because you got 1,500 people on a Sunday don't mean you're preaching the word right.
That's true.
Right. And no matter how many, you know, messages that my man Joel Osteen preaches down there in Houston.
That don't count.
No conviction with his preaching. There's no. I mean, he has a glorified Sunday country club.
What I saw.
Hey, Eric, your mic's up. Go ahead.
Well, when I listen to some of those preachers, I wonder how many are preaching the word of God or preaching what the congregation wants to hear, because that's the difference.
Well, you can tell.
Warren's a itching
ears.
I
mean, do they get more money for preaching the Word of God or for preaching
what
the congregation wants to hear?
It's a soft sermon.
You make more money.
See, I think that's what it
comes down to. Congregations pay the preacher a lot of money.
Well, yeah. It's a soft sermon. I mean, you got every church has its own.
I mean, do gays contribute to the basket? Okay. So it's okay to be gay?
No, it's not that they say it's okay to be gay. They just don't preach against it.
One thing that I'll say about my church experience yesterday is the pastor said, you can't love people into hell. because it says that's not what it is. You're not correct if you love them and don't correct them. So gay people are gay. They're going to practice what they practice. But just like an adulterer or a liar or any other sin that you don't relegate, it takes you out away from God, more or less. So you don't get in with God. You go to hell. And it doesn't matter whether it's homosexuality, bestiality, pedophilia, fornication, adultery. It doesn't matter. If it's not covered, if you don't have it covered by the insurance policy, you don't have any fire insurance. You're going to hell.
That's not covered under Obamacare.
No, it's not. I mean, doggone sure ain't. I'm going to say it again. Doggone sure ain't covered by that.
Yes.
In fact, you know, they want more of that, you know.
Yeah,
Let's have more of this homosexual. That's why I said we're going into Iran. They executed some homosexuals. We're going to Iran.
Why are we going to Iran? Because, wait a minute, Jeff.
Because that's near and dear to the evangelist's heart.
But it's okay to execute Jews.
And Christians.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
They're killing Christians and Jews in Egypt.
Let me slow this down, and I don't want us to talk on top of each other, because it's. I want to know, do we not like Russia because Russia
everyone faces
is against homosexuality?
Mm-mm. You don't like Russia because you're in competition with them, and they're kicking your butt on every turn.
Hold on one minute, because I want to ask this, because remember, Putin is the one who came in and stepped up with Syria.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you have
took the lead.
Right.
Yes, you have to realize that America, as well as Russia, we have the same common enemy, the same common foe.
Hey, South. We do?
Yes, we do.
And that enemy is who?
Fundamentalist Islam.
Hey, how you doing today, South Carolina? Welcome to the world of crazy.
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Y'all sent us some more of that nasty weather over here, so I don't know.
Nice and sunny here.
How's the weather down in South Carolina?
It's about 50-something degrees, and it's getting ready to rain. The temperature's going to be dropping further and further down all day long.
Oh, big deal.
And about 4
o'clock,
we've
got a nice day up here.
Sleep.
15
degrees.
We got beautiful, bright sunshine out there, minus 15 degree temperatures. Boy, you should be jealous.
Yes. You're gonna get a little sleep this weekend.
Oh,
huh?
My
this,
God.
Huh?
The world's coming to an end.
So you're gonna get a sleep.
It's global warming. Al Gore predicted it.
Polar vortex.
Yes. So South Carolina, what's going on in down south?
They've passed or sending a bill through the House or the Senate here. Senate bill, I think it's 4419, is requiring teachers' salaries to be linked to their classroom performance, and I'm in the middle of it trying to get it rescinded or shut down because there's no way you can hold teachers accountable without holding parents accountable. It's just not going to happen. That's not fair. And the administrators are running away from that and just kind of throwing the teachers up under the bus, as well as the school boards and the legislature. So,
Now wait a minute. I thought you Republicans, you guys wanted to have.
Actually, I'm in favor of that.
You guys wanted to have teacher accountability.
Most definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the two conservatives wanted.
Yeah, but
I can't control what happens.
Hold on. Let me finish. What'd you say, South? What'd you say, South Carolina?
Here's the thing about that. When you got people that you only have those kids for 6.5 hours a day, and the way it's structured, they want to promote the emotional well-being of the children. That's all in the bill, and it's really crazy because there's so much more to teaching or being able to educate a child than just what happens in the classroom. I mean, they got to get some support from someplace. When a teacher fails a child, and the parent can come in and tell, you know, the administration or the principal that, hey, you know, I want my child to pass, and they pass them. What kind of authority do teachers have? That's
they don't.
That's like here in the state of South Carolina.
South Carolina, I hear what you're saying, but I can't legislate what happens inside the home. I'm not saying that's the best. I'm not saying that bill is the best solution, but I'm saying it's a start.
But let me ask you this,
no,
Ben. I can't legislate. Wait a minute. How can I legislate with? How can I control a classroom when I can't control a child?
You can't control a child outside of the classroom.
No, because in some class, I mean, most teachers don't have authority in their own classroom anymore.
Well, that's the problem.
So the question is, how do you make me accountable for the classroom?
Legislation, like the legislation that's going through
go back to what he was talking about. How do you give?
That bill should provide. I'm not saying that bill is the best solution, but I'm saying it's a start.
But a start
of
what?
And a start of helping our children become better citizens.
How is that if I can't control the child inside the classroom?
That bill should give you the power or some sort of.
But that's
way
what
to,
it does.
To do. I'm not saying it does or doesn't. I don't know that
I'm saying,
bill.
I'm just saying.
And neither
I'm
do you.
Saying, no, I'm just saying.
But,
overall.
But
if you look at what goes on in classroom.
And doing
when's
that,
the last time you went to school?
And
you need to go visit.
Oh yes, I have been.
No, where?
I told you.
Where?
When I went to go confront the teacher over the.
Where? What district?
I'm not going to say Hubbard.
Well, then you need Bushnick is a whole lot different.
No,
you
I can't say that.
You need to go to another school in other areas and see what goes on in a classroom.
Well, I've asked teachers in Poland.
No. Keep on going. You need to go around the excellent belt. You keep
on
going to schools.
I didn't go to the inner city.
You keep on going. No. I'm not saying the inner city. You need to go to schools who are not in excellent academic. Am I wrong, guys?
But are you? But what is the I mean, I'm not saying this is the perfect solution. We know it's not.
So
I'm agreeing
it, so
that it's
it,
not.
In Hubbard,
but it's a start.
But in Hubbard, it would be different with having accountability for the teachers if you have total control over the classroom.
Well, no,
it is, but
they have total control of the classroom over there. They just don't have total control over what they're teaching their kids.
Well, that's something different.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's something different.
So if the kids are learning stuff that doesn't make them accountable, listen.
But my question to you, how do you control a classroom if you can't control the students in the classroom?
Well, you create legislation that allows you to control the students in the classroom. It's a start.
It ain't a start.
It's
but
a
Ben,
start.
Ben, yes. here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You've got parents that have kids that let the kids, you know, be little hillians. Like there's one teacher, one parent told, you know, my wife's class, or he told her about my mom, said, I can do anything I want to. I don't have to listen to you. And you know what? He does whatever he wants to, and he's failing. But guess
yeah,
what?
Yeah, and now there's legislation that maybe punishes the children for not.
But here's the thing, man. When you give kids equal rights, the same rights as a teacher, and even more rights in some cases, you totally it's totally chaotic. It's totally chaotic.
Well, what does the bill
mean? We had the war on drugs. We've had the war on poverty. Today I'm starting a war on ignorance because that's exactly what we've got, ignorance. Ignorance and insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result.
Preach.
Crazy.
I remember correctly, when I was in school, I didn't have any rights.
Neither did I.
And that's the issue.
But what does this bill do? Does it take away the rights of the children?
No.
I mean, what I'm saying.
No, all it does is make a mandate.
I don't know it.
No,
you?
What I'm saying is, the only mandate says you won't get a pay raise unless you're accountable to thus and so. It doesn't give you any more control of the classroom. It doesn't give you any parental acceptance. It doesn't do anything else except if you won't get better, you won't get more unless your classroom does better.
Until
and what is the what's the possible results of this bill? The classroom may get better.
Until,
it may not, right?
But, well, until parents in general go back to the way our parents were, which is if you get a beating at school, you're going to get a beating when you get home for putting the teacher through the problems of giving you a beating.
Well, but that's not going to happen, though. You can't legislate what happens inside the home.
I was more afraid of what was going to happen when I got home than I was a teacher.
And that's what I'm saying. See,
that's our generation.
But the problem is, now I can cuss you out.
Yes.
You can't touch me, and you can't say anything to me. All you can do is put me out. But if I get put out, and I can't pass the proficiency or whatever testing measure they have, you are held responsible for it.
So we need to pass or we're allowed to beat your kid's ass in school law.
No. It's in the Bible.
Yes, it is.
Donkey.
Settle up by an ass.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's around the corner. If that is in the bill that they're trying to pass
it,
I don't know that.
Spare the rod,
spoil
the child.
It ain't in the bill. You listen.
Nobody told me it is or isn't.
Listen, you know it's not in the bill.
No, I do not.
Oh, you just talk.
How do you take control of a classroom if it's not a dictatorship? I'm sorry.
You don't have. There is none.
Oh, there should
be. Kids have rights.
And that's what needs to be legislated.
Listen, kids have rights. What did the lady say, Miss Julia? She said the children have rights. No, the teachers don't have rights, the parents don't have rights, but the kids have rights. And we've given all our power to children, and they don't know what to do with it.
Well, if we're giving them power, then they should be accountable for that power.
They're not accountable for it.
Well, there's a problem. That's what needs to be legislated.
But that's
Excuse me. That's
not what the legislators are doing.
I don't know that.
Yes, you do. Don't be contrary.
I am not contrary. I didn't, and I like you I said, I don't. I don't know if that
don't
bill
be contrary.
Is
you know that
or is good or is
have
bad, but
seen
it's a
have,
start.
It's not, have you seen a bill? Have you seen anything that gives teachers?
Just recently, there was something I can't remember where it was that they just passed that corporal punishment is acceptable in public schools again.
Yeah, but you can't beat them.
Boy, and that legislation sounds very good to me. And what is that? That's
but
a start.
No, it's not. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Let it happen, because if they're affecting my child's learning, I'll countersue.
It's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I'll sue that parent and take all the money from them.
It doesn't matter. It's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Great. And I said I'll countersue and take all that money.
Ben, you're just talking.
No, I'm not talking. I'm just
listen,
telling you. This
listen,
is. You have to
Ben,
do something.
You
can't
do
just do nothing.
Yes, you can.
Doing nothing, you might as well just give up. Don't even go to school.
Teachers are taking the fall. Now, don't get me wrong. I am against a lot of the things that the union does.
Mm-hmm.
But teachers are taking a big fall for a lot of bad legislation, and they have taken all power from the educator.
Well, that's why we got to give them the power back, the authority back in their classroom.
But they're not. They're making them accountable for. Listen, right now you've got teachers who are washing clothes, bathing kids.
You got teachers that are cross-dressing in Youngstown City Schools too.
I know.
So,
No. I don't want to go. I'm talking about good teachers who are trying
to. That doesn't make them a bad teacher.
What I'm saying is, you have teachers, you have educators, who are doing more than educating a child because they have to deal with the social issues. And
yes.
Until America starts dealing with the social issues of our children, we will always be where we are. And our children are wayward because you can't say anything to them.
I understand that.
So how can you make me accountable for them learning if I can't make them sit in their seat?
Well, you're going to have to make ways to make them sit
exactly.
in their
seat. You got to start somewhere.
And you can do that. You can get creative with it. There's a number of things you can withhold activities from them. There's a number of things you can do. However, they have this initiative going around now, which is the spanking initiative.
Bring back the truancy officers.
Well, they're bringing back spanking.
That too.
Yeah, I say bring it.
Actually, 20 states in the union allow corporal punishment.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, we do too, and we still don't. If we listen, you can still spank in Ohio.
I wouldn't want to be.
You can
Alabama, 33,000 students were spanked last year.
South Carolina,
yeah,
Mississippi, 38,000.
Can you spank down there in South Carolina? I think you can.
You can, but only with the permission of the parents, which not too many of them sign that form and say it's okay.
Yeah. 1,409 reported last year.
The problem
in South Carolina.
The problem is, you know, the parents themselves don't give kids any boundaries. I mean, when you got a kid that comes in and you know, curses like a sailor, and then you tell the parent, and the parent doesn't do anything about it, what do you expect? I mean, at some point, parents are going to have to be held accountable for this mess.
And see, my issue is with what you're saying is, what happens is the children that you allow to spank is not the children that you have a problem with.
Right. And here's the problem that you've got. If you've got they teach in segments, okay? You got a 45-minute segment of time to teach math and science, et cetera, et cetera, during the day, okay? If that teacher has to take 20 minutes out of class time, out of instruction time, to take care of, you know, it's not just one little knucklehead in the classroom. There's three or four of them in those cases, and try and get them calmed down or leave the classroom and get them to the office. And then when you get them to the office, the principal does nothing but keeps them down there 5 minutes and send them back to the classroom where the whole cycle starts back over again. What is the teacher supposed to do? You're talking about three times a day. That's almost a whole hour of instruction time gone because she's got to spend it disciplining children. Now, something's got to happen to give the teacher some power in that classroom.
You're right.
I mean,
because I'm not with Ben on this one. I mean, there's ways, but I'm looking at some of these teachers.
They spanked 7.5% of all the students in Mississippi schools last year.
We had, I think what's happened is, you remember when you used to have a substitute teacher?
Mm-hmm.
All of our teachers have become substitute teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's no real authority there.
And if you take away the authority of the teacher, I mean, how can you control a classroom?
You can't.
Well, that's the whole thing. But it works. It seems to work in suburban schools, and it seems to work in private schools. Now, what's the difference?
I don't know, Jeff.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I would be willing to bet money there's more of an attitude in suburban schools. And I guarantee you, if I'm writing a check for private school, you better do what the teacher says, or we're going to have a problem.
I don't know, because when you go into a private school, there is a different attitude. And when you go into a suburban school, there is a different attitude.
Well, the private school thing, I guarantee you, if I'm writing a check for my child's education, my child's going to do what the teacher says.
So I got to go back to this question. Since South Carolina, what is the difference between suburban schools and private schools that's not an urban school?
Parenting.
It's social development. And the thing is inside the city schools, we allow the breakdown of there to be no social development, and we allow any behavior, anything that goes, because this is the mindset of the people that run the city schools. The unions don't give a flip, because all they're worried about is getting that public money for their people to pay their dues to keep going. Now, here's the thing. You're going to have to interrupt that. And I gave one of my good liberal friends a lesson yesterday. He's talking about red states, blue states, and I told him, I said, look, it took a Republican governor here in Ohio, Governor John Kasich, to go up to Cleveland and help the mayor of Cleveland wrestle the school system away from the unions, and so that those children could learn. Now, I know that didn't get over really good, and there's nothing like that, but it's the truth. They wrestled the system away from the unions, and the unions no longer are calling the shots in Cleveland right now. Now, in Detroit, they're going to change it over there. Thank God they're going to change it, because now, it's taken over by the conservatives. When the liberals have control, any freaking thing goes.
But now, hold on, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Yeah.
We have this, Governor Kasich did take over Cleveland schools, and they're outperforming from years that they have not performed.
Absolutely.
So now, what makes you think we can do this again? Hold on. When he has actually openly said that he wanted to help any child or any school district that he would put the weight of the governor's office behind it, and you can't get anybody to take him up on it.
Well, that's the whole thing. The people have to finally get sick enough, just like Frank Jackson did. Frank Jackson got sick of seeing these kids. He probably got sick of burying kids. That's the whole thing. If you're sick of burying kids, then stop this craziness. Stop this foolishness out here, this waywardness, this union mentality, this entitlement mentality, and get these people's butt in gear with something that's going to be substantive. You have to have discipline.
So going back to what he said about him and the school district, because when you go into a classroom, I don't know when the last time you've done a classroom, like when you do career day.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in there for the day,
mm-hmm.
and the teacher goes and goes and does some work and leaves you in the classroom to do the whole day. I left out of there and told him, I said, that's a calling that I'm not called to. So I thank God that you do this, because I could not do what you do every day.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to kill everybody in the classroom.
Yeah, but see, that's the whole thing.
When we were raised, we had respect for outsiders,
mm-hmm.
as well as the teacher that came in.
Well, you did, but you were made to respect them.
So the question is, how do you get this maid back into the bottle?
You force the hand. You get rid of the people that don't want
to
tell you to stop.
Until you change the mindset of parents, you can't do anything about it.
Oh, yeah.
Until you get away from parents that are saying, you can't talk to my child like that.
Well, this is true. But the thing is you're not going to have a whole lot of them, especially when you start putting demands on that parent. Because, see, that parent must keep that child in good shape.
How are you going to enforce that?
Easy.
Okay, we're listening.
Easy.
We want to hear
okay.
easy.
Okay, here's easy. First of all, the child will be there, or else any assistance that you get will be meddled with. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you're going to pay a fine or you're going to do some time. You're going to come and see about your child in that school. I don't care whether you're working, not working. I don't care if your mama works. I don't care who works. You're coming to see about your child. And if you don't, once again, we start taking things.
Okay, hold on, Jeff. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. And I agree with that former system.
Have to.
Why hasn't it been done?
Because the unions have withstood it. They don't care. They don't want it. The NEA, they don't want to be required.
But that's not requiring anything of the union. That's a requirement on parents.
And so why? Because right now there are laws. There are laws on the books that say you must have your child in school X amount of days. If not, we can arrest the parent before negligence. And right now you cannot tell me one parent that has done time.
Yes, I mean,
children
not
being in class.
I can't, but I know there is some. But here's the thing. Alex said that what I said is pie in the sky.
I'm with you, Alex.
Here it goes. Once again, this is the stupidity of America and the asininity of our neighborhoods. Why in the world don't you have the enforcement arm of the government to protect your children and make them and cause them to learn?
Let me tell you this, Jeff. Back when I was a young man, a friend of ours, school called the house, wanted to know where the kid was. And his mother's answer was, now, wait a minute. I put my child on your bus this morning. So if you don't know where my child is, it's your responsibility because you lost my child.
Yeah, well, see.
So, and this particular friend of mine, he barely graduated high school because he didn't want to be a smart guy. He just didn't like going to school.
Yeah.
But his mom's got a really good argument here. I put my kid on a bus, and you lost my child. So how can you blame me if you lost my child?
Okay.
But I can understand her argument. But my issue is, when my child comes into that class, when you've taken all authority away from the administration and the teacher,
mm-hmm.
and from my understanding, from what I hear at the school level, at the building level, they have politicized education so much that teachers hate work. And the principal hates principaling and the teachers hate teaching because they don't allow – they have made so much politics inside the classroom that it's hard to teach the child.
Precisely.
So my question is, how in the world can you make – how can you change this in South Carolina, jump in? How do we change this to where we actually put focus back on the children? And I understand with the unions, but I'm talking about with the parents.
Yeah.
Because no one is enforcing the laws that we already have on the books.
That's the point, and that's what you have to stop. You have to make this happen. And I'm telling you, if it happens in your suburban school, my daughter didn't have no problem with there being no disrupted classes in the school she went to. And you know what? If I had to go up to that school and sit in myself, it wasn't going to be nothing like that. And I'm only one person.
What'd you say?
And that's what it's going to take. That is what it's going to take.
That's what it's going to take.
When the parents that really care and want to see some positive things done in education, instead of the ones that just want to go up there and bump their gums and get all and act stupid, it's going to change.
I've had parents come up to me and tell me, you know, you're not going to make my child, you're trying to bully my child. I say, your child is disrupting the class. And I said, and if he disrupts the class again, he's going out. And then you can deal with him from there because this is his last stop anyway because we were in one of the bad programs. But, you know, where it was either they were out for good or they got through this program and they learned a vocation.
nothing happening.
But Mike, what I'm saying, we are looking at a whole generation.
Well, Alex is,
I mean,
Alex is asking why we're not answering the million-dollar question, which is why are the parents disengaged?
For a number of reasons. Same reason why it takes $17,000. How much does it?
$17,000.
$17,000 to do an inner city child.
$7,500.
Let me say this. I mean, as a board member, there's a lot of stuff that we're not answering.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have socioeconomic problems inside of inner cities. And that's it. You have drug abuse. You have crime. You have...
We're talking about this. Go down to the little level, the elementary level, right there. We won't even go to the junior high level and the
what
high school level.
What do you mean?
Level.
No, I said you have these socioeconomic problems. These are the problems that affect the parents, not just affect the kids. I mean, they by reason affect the kids. But if you got a mama and or a daddy that wake up in the morning and smoke a joint before they drive you to school and do this, that, and the other, and that's what they do at night and they ain't forcing you to do your homework, you got some problems.
Let me say this. I looked at this recently here in South Carolina. You got to jump in tomorrow at about 10 o'clock. But listen.
Good.
Over the weekend, we had a little boy, I think he's 3 years old on the south side that died, that wandered off into a patio and got stuck outside.
Yeah.
And I
that ain't right.
Well, no, but let me say this. I will say it this way. When we were younger, we had parents that slept with one eye open.
Oh.
Always. So that they could hear the faintest little cry, the door slam, the door open. You have to child-proof a house. You had to know something. And don't get me wrong, I don't think that they were probably negligent, but I think they may have been somewhat not as careful as they could have been. To say that this child somehow gets outside on a back patio and can't find his way back in.
Yeah. I mean, most parents, that back door would have been locked.
Even locked, I mean, just the way it's secure, you should not have been able to get out. The lock, somehow, at 3 years old, you should not have been able to unlock the door to get to the patio to get to where you're going.
And when I first heard it, I was okay with it, but then I'm not.
But what I'm saying is, look at the mindset and the frame of mind of the adults in that home. That's the same way. Remember a couple years ago where the house caught on fire and the six kids got burned up in the house because all the doors were
locked
and shut out and had furniture in front of the doors?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to look at – those are the same children that go to school. I mean, seriously, those are the same children that go to school. And how do we understand the frame of mind that goes around that? Are you following me?
Because
you can't make the teacher accountable for crazy stuff like that. The reason why we close our schools on cold days is because those children are no longer bundled up and put out to the school bus with their clothes on by their parents.
We major on too many minors. And once again, it's about cutting to the chase. It's really, it is a hard road to hoe to have to come to school and learn while your house is crazy. Because mom and daddy is making loud noise and playing card games and drinking and getting high in the house.
But that ain't new.
That is though a very distracting to a young child, especially a child that's growing up poorer in the inner city with no support.
But that ain't new. They've been selling liquor, doing liquor. But let me say this. But respect always was there. I'm saying this is what happened. I might have been drunk all night long, and I might have been laying up all night long, but there was a respect that I had to have, or that child had to have towards adults, no matter what.
Absolutely.
The problem that we have now is I'm not putting that respect in my child, because my child is not only cussing the teacher out, heck, my child is cussing you out. See,
Tracy,
it's kind of hard for me to...
Back in the day, you know, it would be mama and daddy and all the adults in another room doing what they were doing, and the kid knew, you don't go in there and mess around with that. That's not grown folks' business. That's not children's business. Nowadays, it's mama, daddy, and the kids in the same room playing and drinking and having fun. That's That's the difference. Instead of them taking the role as parents, they want to be best friends. No, that's not going to work.
My folks never drank, but even when they had aunts and uncles over to play cards, they were playing cards in the kitchen. You didn't come out of the living room unless you wanted a glass of pop, and then you went right back in.
Wait a minute, and you better not want a glass of pop too often.
Right. Yeah, you got one little bowl of bridge mix and a 4-ounce glass of pop, and you just stay in there.
But my
question, I better not hear anything hit the floor.
And you didn't. But see, even if you were outside and doing some crazy stuff, there was a respect level that you always had. You had no matter what was going on, there were certain things that you didn't do, and we can't fathom what's going on now, because if I don't respect you as my parent, how in the heck am I going to respect my teacher?
You're not.
So how could I make the teacher accountable for what I'm doing?
The same way we want to make parents accountable.
You can't.
You know, your kid takes your car without permission, runs over somebody. You're going to pay for it.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
Not today.
Yes, you will.
No, you won't.
Yes, you will.
Wait, listen, those are not
your teenage child takes your car,
right,
and runs it into somebody,
right.
Who's going to fix the other person's car, and who's going to pay all the bills?
It all depends on what you got. If you ain't got nothing, nobody. That's why they have an uninsured motorist insurance.
Well, most people don't have. Most people have a little bit to take.
No.
Yeah, most people have a little bit to take.
No, you're missing. I don't know where you all live. From what I know, you get me and the kids. South, am I wrong?
No, you're right about that one, because they just closed up a loophole here in South Carolina. If you trespass on somebody's property and you wind up getting hurt on their property, before they close this loophole, you would, the owner of the property was responsible. Now you're not. If somebody goes and does something stupid on your property, then they cannot sue you. Before they could.
On your property.
Right. Even though they're trespassing. Remember, everybody remembers the story of the little old lady that the guy tried to rob her house. He came in through the skylight. Well, he stepped in the skylight and fell inside the apartment. She called the police, and they locked him up. He broke his leg in the process. She wound up having to pay, or her home insurance wound up having to pay him almost $15,000 for that incident.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Because he was breaking in, and he was breaking into her house.
He was breaking into
through the skylight.
Yep.
Oh, man.
What's that, Sticks? Can you imagine somebody breaking into your house and you have, and your insurance having to pay for them breaking in because they hurt themselves?
I worked with a guy 30 years ago. He left his keys in his truck when he pumped his gas, went in to pay for it. Somebody jumped in his truck and stole it.
Yeah.
Run over a telephone booth. His insurance had to pay for the telephone booth.
Does that – and so you want to tell me that we're going to make a teacher – We act like we're crazy because we make a teacher responsible for a child that they can't control?
Well, you're trying to make parents responsible for – you make it so the parent isn't allowed to control their child, and then you blame the parent because the child's uncontrollable.
Right. That's how it works. Living in America.
Makes perfect sense to me.
I remember we had a place called John G. Richards in R&E. And a place called John Delahow. And depending on the severity of your offense, you went to one of the three places as a child. And trust me, after you came back from there, either you straightened up or there was no straightening you out.
Yeah, my dad would tell me, if I can't control you, I'll take you someplace where they will control you.
But our parents didn't have it.
And I knew that wherever Dad was going to take me wasn't going to be a good place.
But they only had to say that twice.
No, I don't have to say it once.
Yeah.
I mean, because we took what they said seriously. I mean,
but we grew up from the time we were born. We knew our parents weren't playing. That's some of it too. Is a lot of day, you know, how many times does a parent scream, "Don't make me come up there"?
Well, no, you don't.
You know, my mom never said, "I'm going to count to three." My mom.
they didn't.
That
count.
Wasn't no counting.
They didn't count.
I mean,
because we had
backhand was coming. That backhand was coming out of nowhere.
Right now, I've got to say this. Right now, we care more about dogs outside
than children.
Than children.
Yes.
do we not?
Well, you know, I mean, it's against the law to shoot a feral cat, but you can murder a child in the womb.
Well, yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right. That's what I'm saying. We care more about dogs than cats.
You can't shoot a feral dog or a feral cat because it's cruelty to animals.
Hey, Jeff, remind me to tell you about my little dog story. Don't forget. I got to tell you about the little dog.
Little dog.
Don't forget. I can't tell you on the air.
And if you guys didn't catch it, the RU486, that is now available to anyone at any age.
Yes, I saw that. And as a matter of fact, I went to the pharmacy the other day, speaking of which in my last moments of ranting and raving, I went to the pharmacy the other day, and my sinuses have really been bothering me, and I've been congested, so I'm talking through my nose even as we speak. And I went to the pharmacy, and all I wanted was some Sudafed, you know, the knockoff Sudafed.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted. And I just brought my money in, and I didn't bring in my driver's license. I left that in the car.
Can't do it.
Hold on, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. They told me I couldn't do that. So I set out, okay, well, can I just get some NyQuil? Because that, you know, what about that NyQuil right there? They said, nope, you can't get that either. You got to go get a license. I had to go walk back to my car, get my license, come back in to show them my license so I could buy it.
And now they want to pass a state law in West Virginia. They're going to limit what you can buy over the counter, so half the stuff, your Sudafed and stuff,
yes,
you're going to have to go get a prescription now.
Now, listen, let me say something. Right now, I want everybody to shut up about driver's license and voter ID. And
you can't get a bottle of NyQuil without a driver's license, but you're going to be able to vote.
Come on. I just want everybody to understand. I had to walk a country mile to go get a card to show I look over 21. Now, I may not look 50, but I look like I turned 21 a couple days ago.
Well, no, they keep track of how much you buy. You're only permitted to buy so much over the counter, that some of those products, every month. They actually have to log who it went to. Yeah.
Listen,
oh, yeah, that's part of the methamphetamine thing.
I'm done for the day. Hey, Mike, we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock, I've got some guests coming on in the first hour. We're going to talk about Lifeline. There's going to be a benefit down in Salem, so they're going to come in tomorrow morning, I think about 9:15. And then I've got someone else coming on at 9:30, and we're going to talk about some war stuff and some good stuff. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll do an open mic. Jeff and I will be here tomorrow. We look forward to having you with us. As always, it's a pleasure and honor to be with you here on the 3rd of March, 2014. Want everybody to have a safe day. And we'll see you guys on tomorrow. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Thank you for all of our sponsors, and we'll see you on tomorrow.
I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate. Charlie.
Yep. That sounds good. Hey, South Carolina, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good.
So
I'm
sitting here. Well, today would have been my parents' 68th wedding anniversary, and since I turned 65 this month, I'm glad that's proof I'm legitimate.
You say you turned 68?
No. My parents' anniversary would be today. If they were both alive, it would be 68 years for them.
Oh, okay.
Which is longer than I am old, so that proves I'm legitimate. That's what I
mean. Yep.
Yep. Got a copy of the wedding certificate right here, and I am a legitimate child. I'm not one of them born out of wedlock kids. So.
I got to go pick it up. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've got a tenant that wants to, he's got to get in my phone.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you run. I was hearing your comments. Yeah. Back in the day, parents would tell you that if you don't behave, we're going to call the people that come and take bad children, and you're out of here. Oh, man, they'd pick up the phone and start to dial, and, man, we'd be all over that telephone. I'd be running to the basement, get my wire cutters, cut that phone so they couldn't call and send me away. I believed every word they said.
Oh, yeah. While
my father would rant and rave about where bad children go, and we've had enough of this, and you know, you're not behaving yourself or you're not doing good in school or whatever it was. We had to sit back-to-back on the footstool in front of the chair he sat in, drunk most of the time, and we couldn't say a word while he just walked back and forth, paced and rant like some D.I., you know.
And you know that there were consequences when they used...
Oh, yeah.
When they used your three names. Huh?
When my mother was so frustrated with us, she couldn't find the English words to cuss us out in. We knew we had pushed her too far. When my mother started speaking one of her six other languages, we knew we had pushed it too far.
Goodness
those
gracious,
are good old
man.
Days, you know, good old days.
Oh, yeah. Because I remember around my daughter about 5 years ago, my daughter's around 12, 13. You know, she's at that age where, you know, kids kind of get kind of lippy with you.
Yeah.
You get a behavior problem. So one day, I picked her up from school. We went right past our house. She said, well, Dad, where are we going? I said, we're going home. I pulled into the parking lot at James A.C. I haven't had a problem with that girl since.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, we actually had girl reformatories and boy reformatories. That's what they used to be called up in Connecticut. And your parents could sign you in back in the day. You didn't just go there because a judge said you were guilty of something.
Yeah, I said, we're not going to have any more phone calls from the principal, right? And she's like, I said, okay. We'll see. And then she...
Yeah. Yeah, it became very real. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we got a little older and wiser about this guy who was going to come. So my brother dared say to my father, yeah, what's this guy's name who comes and takes bad children? And my father said his name was Walter. I'll never forget. Now, my dad had an antenna business, and there was this big, huge, tall guy that was like 6'8". He was a giant to us. He had a duck coming in a doorway, you know? And his name was Walter, and we're going, holy smokes, if that's the same Walter, we're screwed. We better be good.
I got to get going, though, guys.
We're doing good. You know, I got to laugh at this core education they're trying to come up with. Once again, they're going to revamp how we teach our children. What the heck was wrong with flashcards and all that for teaching math and sitting there and doing Palmer penmanship and diagramming sentences? I mean, with that antiquated, stupid, ineffective method, it was good enough to raise enough engineers that we ended up on the moon.
Yeah. I mean, it's like nowadays, I was online yesterday. They had this math problem, this Common Core math problem.
Yeah.
It was like 3 plus some Greek symbol equals 12. And I'm like, are you serious? What is this?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because see, if your children don't know how to derive the truth, they'll be real easy to lie to. And they already don't know. They already don't know percentages.
Give me an example. There's a Common Core question that says, add the tens columns. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one says a 20, the other one says 5. Okay?
Hmm.
So in my mind, when it says add the tens, I'm thinking, okay, the answer is 50. The answer is actually 5, according to the way they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it totally screws you.
Yeah.
I took algebra, trigonometry, some calculus,
mm-hmm.
and there is no way. Geometry, I've never had to think as hard trying to figure out this damn Common Core math than I did with that stuff.
Yeah.
Sine,
yeah.
Cosine, and tangent was fairly easy compared to this stuff.
Yeah.
It's almost like as a parent, you got to go back to school yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, there's just a lot of crazy stuff. Over the weekend, I was thinking about all these people who come on this line and bash big corporations as evil and that they got all this power. There is no corporation in the world that has as much power as the United States government. And these people who back corporations and want to regulate them and limit them are the ones who also want big government and bigger government to step in. Hey, the government got guns. The government has the law on its side. The government has all this other resources you don't have, and you're worried about some guy on Wall Street who, you know, who makes an extra $50 million a year.
Yeah.
And that's
the
threat
that...
to you in your life. They, you know, how can you be anti-big government, anti-big business, and then be in favor of bigger government? when the government wields its power more corruptly than anybody.
Right. The same people that they're complaining about are the same people that they're waving pom-poms for, and they don't even realize it, you know?
I know. The inconsistency of the mental function and the mental processes of the progressive is, like, mind-boggling. 2 + 2 = 14 today, because I need half of that to 7 to come to me. You know, I just don't get it. I live in a world of logic, and I live in a world where things have to add up. Otherwise, you know, and as one of my old mentors told me, if it doesn't make sense, it's because it's nonsense.
Exactly. You know, it's like these people with this whole minimum wage complaint. How come they don't realize that if you raise the minimum wage, everything else is going to go up as a result of that? So you're not raising anything. You're just spending more money.
I don't even go to the whether or not it should be raised. Here's what my argument with the whole minimum wage thing is. I'm tired of the examples they give. Well, there are people at Walmart 20 years and they're still making minimum wage. Well, what's wrong with them that they stay in a place?
Yeah, why are they still there?
And then the other
thing is, why are you still there?
Yeah, why are they still there? Because they're either incompetent, or they're damaged goods, or they haven't invoked upon a journey of self-improvement, or they want to be there because they accept no responsibility. They can pick and choose their hours. They refuse to work weekends. They don't want to work nights, and they're a problematic employee, and Walmart's using them as a space filler just when they need somebody at that level. But the average employee at Walmart makes $12 and something an hour. They've published that from the Bureau of Labor Statistics recently. And I don't care where you are, but if you have improved so little in 20 years and have become so valueless to your employer that you're still paid minimum wage after 20 years, it's your problem. Or if you're working for somebody who doesn't appreciate you, go find another job. Then here's the argument. Well, it's hard times. There aren't jobs. Right. You go change your job when times are booming. And you can cut your own deal. You don't wait till you're thirsty to dig a well.
Exactly.
And these arguments that the liberals come up with have no basis in reality.
Yeah.
They're all about some code of feelings and justice and fairness and all that other stuff. But they don't see the inequity in taking from me to give to someone else.
I had a liberal tell me the other day that, you should love President Obama because, after all, he took out bin Laden. I'm thinking, hello, that's his job as commander-in-chief. Anything exceptional about that.
And the rest of the story is that was the third time he had an opportunity to get him, from what I've read and heard from some of the people in the military. That was the State Department. That was the third time that they finally got him, and he finally made the decision to get him because he was told where he was before,
mm-hmm.
and wouldn't make the decision to go get him because he worried about insulting or inflaming the Muslim world.
He won't go over to Ukraine. I think he's afraid to.
Yep.
He doesn't want to deal with Putin.
Of course not. Putin was the head of the KGB. That is a serious man. He's running circles around. By the time this administration and their quote-unquote experts from the Department of Defense and the Secretary of State and all that even figure out what the question is, Putin's already checkmated him on 15 possible answers.
Yeah. I'll guarantee you that Obama and Kerry played a game of rock, paper, scissors to decide who's going to go over there and deal with that guy. I'm serious.
Oh, you're bad. Yeah,
I know. I shouldn't have said that, but hey, it is what it is, man.
Yeah, but you see, Obama never loses that because while they're doing rock, paper, scissors, he goes, yeah, well, my executive order trumps all of those.
Yeah, he's got a phone and a pen, so.
Yeah,
he's
got a phone and a pen, yeah. 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 So, well, I'm going to get going here.
Me too, man.
I'll talk to you later. Take care.
Good talk, man. Yeah.
Yeah, same here. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Anybody on the line?